mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of really important news I'm going to get to out of the gates here. Coming up in T-minus 1 hour, Robert Groden is going to be joining us for 2 hours. Now, Robert Groden is probably the JFK assassination insider. He's the guy that, got the copy of the Zapruder film and leaked it out to the public. He's the person that leaked out the photos of the back of Kennedy's head blown off. He was uniquely placed to expose all that. He was the chief consultant and expert. Jim Mars helped write the screenplay and consulted as well, but he was the chief consultant on the Oliver Stone film JFK. He's never been on this show, and I've been consulting with him and working with him on my JFK film. It's about continuity of government, the fascist connection, the new E. Howard Hunt revelations, but only, again, it gets into areas never before covered as part of the JFK assassination. But now we have the vast majority, more than 90% of the American people in all major polls, believing the government killed Kennedy. The truth is out there. But I thought we would have the preeminent expert on today and take your phone calls and get into the new revelation. Now, we've had this video for about 6 months, and I was piling up footage, piling up research. We'd watched it 6 months ago. I kept meaning to put a mini film together before we even put it in Black Sunshine, the continuity of government slash JFK film I'm making, that Groden, by the way, is going to be in as well, with some new revelations, by the way. But I kept meaning to get around to putting this video out. Well, we finally, in the last week, edited it together with some other video and images and documents. Never before seen footage. You know, there's the audio tape released a year ago, and the Rolling Stone covering the handwritten notes where E. Howard Hunt admitted to being involved with the assassination of JFK. We'd always known that had been picked up as one of the tramps, but here he was admitting it. That, and then people said, "Oh no, St. John Hunt and the Rolling Stone is lying," and so he just released the audio tape. Well, he gave us the video. And by the way, there's a lot more where this came from. But we put out the most dangerous stuff that it's not even fearlessness. It's, in a way, it's stupidity that I could just calmly sit here relaxing having this tape when they already tried to run St. John off the road. They already broke into his house, tried to steal everything, rifled through all the papers. I mean, I'm just unbelievably callous, I guess, living the life of danger here. Make no mistake, there's danger involved. They're still killing people over the Kennedy assassination, who have had this video for 6 months. And so last week I said, look, you know, we keep meaning to put a little mini film out about this and add a bunch of documentation to it. Just put it out. We sat down one night, watched the hours of it. And I just said, that's the most dangerous stuff. That's the key stuff. Get that out now. In fact, I know St. John wants it in, you know, larger portions of it in the film, but I'm going to call him today and just say, look, St. John, I just want to put the whole thing on YouTube. I don't even want this video sitting around here. But doesn't matter. The most damning stuff is there. We're just nonchalantly talking about how they killed Kennedy, why they killed Kennedy, why LBJ wanted it done. Talks about Harvey, who we know had run assassinations all over the world. And so the video's there. It's pretty historic. And we kind of released it with a whimper, not a bang, last night. We'd even put on the YouTube video that it's a world exclusive and never before seen. We're so used to just being so close to bombshell information that we, I think, lose perspective on just how important the work is that we are doing. And all the glory goes to God, and thank God for his guidance and protection. All right, we'll be right back with much other news and your phone calls.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a 14-minute video up on prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv members in high quality. We also have the YouTube videos posted for free, where you can go watch the world-exclusive footage. I'm going to air some of that audio right now, and then later in the show I'm going to air all of it for those listening on AM and FM dial, shortwave satellite, or those that have computers but are out driving around in their cars and can't watch the video. I'm going to play all the audio, 14 minutes of it, coming up later in the broadcast today. I've got some financial news and a lot of other important info, human-animal hybrid clone info coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and just play a few minutes of the never-before-heard or seen E. Howard Hunt. I mean, this is him on video, close-up of his face, talking about who and how Kennedy was killed. Here it is.
I could just visualize Harvey and LBJ forming a kind of a thieves compact between them. Mm-hmm. But I think that LBJ was an opportunist, and if it was not hesitated to get rid of obstacles in his way. I think his later career exemplified that. The vice president Right. Had the most to gain.
Yeah.
And he was in a position where he could bring in people like Kornmeyer and others of interest and get their take on different things and then in turn issue instructions. There was nobody with the leverage that LBJ had, no competitor. He was the vice president, and if he wanted to get rid of the president, then he had ability to do so by corrupting different people in CIA. And he had to do it with the limitations of CIA, because there was no other group that honored, if I could use that term, honored the clandestine limitations the way CIA did. They could do something, turn their back on it, move on to something else. It was not like a military. There was no accounting in that sense. And we know LBJ had an unlimited ambition. And we know that he was a corrupt individual. And that the dollar sign was very important to him. As vice president, he didn't have the leverage that a president did or would. And so that was an attractive goal for LBJ. He did not want his career to come to an end as vice president. Who knows about vice presidents? It was very, very important to him that he take advantage as to the extent that he could as vice president, because just a few things had to be accomplished. He had to kill Kennedy. Have him killed, I should say, and be guilt-free himself. Mm-hmm. Then he could go on and do what he wanted to do as President of the United States. It was a very tempting and almost a logical move on his part. I keep thinking about Bill Harvey.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bill Harvey and say, look.
Again, you can go watch the rest of it. It gets even more hardcore. I mean, I can't believe in my life that this radio show, the films we make, that, I mean, we've got people like Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson talking about the government blowing up the towers and German defense ministers and high-level members of Japanese parliament and Hollywood stars like Charlie Sheen and film directors like Rick Linklater on air telling us that we've woken up Bruce Willis. And in My Strange Life, we just nonchalantly have videotapes lying around that nobody's ever seen with him spilling his guts, E. Howard Hunt. Of course, that's admitted with the TV show and then films. It's Ethan Hunt, Mission Impossible, that's modeled after him, the most famous CIA black op commander in history. And it's just very strange that this information is coming out. It's surreal. There are people in the Infowars.com article posting comments, and they're saying, yeah, this is a good video. The headline, World Exclusive, E. Howard Hunt Details JFK Plot on Video. Aaron did a great job editing the video and putting it up there yesterday, and I called him last night when he put it up. I left about 10, got home about 11, saw the story posted, and I called him. I said, Aaron, you don't even say world exclusive on this. So he did add that to the article, but not the YouTube video title. But people are in their posting going, hey, you know, he's covering up. He's saying it only went up to LBJ. And I like Tarpley, but, you know, Tarpley made me mad like a year ago when we were first airing these audio tapes. This is separate video, not just the video of the audio. This is separate video. You just heard the audio of. It's new to the public. And, you know, Tarpley said the same thing on the show. Well, we're all hearing now the disinfo that it was LBJ alone that ran it. No, we're not. E. Howard Hunt was taking orders from the president. That's as high as the chain of command went for him. It's like if you have a mafia capo taking orders from a don, and the don's had a meeting, you know, a few months before, and the capo running the hit wasn't privy to the meeting of the mafia chiefs. So he knows the mafia chief that they were getting orders from. And I'm not even here criticizing people. This is just for open discussion. This is the type of nitpicking that is endemic everywhere in the alternative media. That we bring you this incredible revelation. We risk our lives to bring it to you. And make no mistake, it's dangerous dealing with this. And I just want that noted. No one can deny it. And then they're covering up for the New World Order. They're saying it only went up to LBJ. When in the videos we've released and the radio interviews we did, we pointed out that it was Nixon involved and a bunch of other people, and then above them, Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the CFR. And the oil family, the Hunts out of Texas, no relation to E. Howard Hunt. I mean, it's just incredible to be on the field day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, just trying to expose the New World Order, busting our hinds to do it. And so, this is a very important story, and it needs to be seen. It needs to go viral on the web, so I'm enlisting our wonderful listeners and activists out there to do your own reports on your own blogs and to call them to talk radio shows and email this to talk shows and, you know, tell them to talk about it and cover it and deal with it. Because people always say, well, a conspiracy like 9/11 or Gulf of Tonkin or USS Liberty or JFK, you know, people would talk. People would speak out. It would come out. Well, they do. And close to 500 people conservatively were murdered in and around the JFK assassination, tying up loose ends. Barry Jennings, you know, talked about bombs going off, explosions before either tower collapsed. He was in Building 7, 300 yards away. He's in there with the head of the New York Emergency Management. He was the deputy head. And the media starts trying to discredit it, and suddenly he dies, and they won't say why he died. Or another witness who saw bombs going off, he dies. Same week, back in August. Living in the real world is, I don't even want to say frightening, it's bracing. It's like walking out on a freezing cold winter day with cold wind blowing in the face. It really wakes you up and lets you know what you're dealing with. And I think all of us should, every day, just reassess and recalibrate, kind of restart our computer and realize we really have a new world order. They really put poison in the water. They really spray our skies with poison. They now admit they're doing that. They say it's for climate control, but we know it's toxic. That's now in mainstream news. And it's now mainstream news are setting up a trilateral world currency and a world government run by the banks where you pay carbon tax, where you pay carbon taxes to the private banks. And the CPS really does grab over 1 million children a year without due process criminally. And government really does test pesticides and chemicals and drugs that kill children, foster children, and it's in the mainstream news. And the FDA is going after now vitamin companies and shutting them down, and they don't even have court proceedings. They just use the Patriot Act on them. I have articles about that today. And with the bailout, it really is at least $5 trillion. We told you that a month ago. Now it's mainstream news. Heard Ron Paul last week say, it's actually right now $5 trillion and growing. And it's completely secret. That's in the news today, Huffington Post. They won't say where the trillions are going. They just like when $2 trillion was missing, the AP reported on it 2 days before 9/11. Now it's over $4 trillion. Last time I saw a congressional hearing on it, 2 years ago, it was $4 trillion. Just gone. The Pentagon pension funds, the investments, and then the Myers and Rumsfeld 2 years ago, they just got up and said, we're not going to tell you where it is. None of your business, Congress. And they really are threatening Congress with martial law. And they really are deploying army brigades. If you read carefully, it's a whole bunch of them, not just one. They're just talking, reporting on the new one they're deploying. I mean, it's really happening. We better get our heads screwed on straight.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
All those drifters' days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind.
We're young and strong.
We found ourselves seeking shelter.
Still just running against the wind. Randy, Kevin, Mike, Matthew, Bryden. Your calls are coming up momentarily. Your calls and others at 1-800-259-9231. As I ended the last segment, I'm telling you folks, you need to reset, all of us do, myself included, and just realize how incrementally the tyranny is intensifying all around us. I mean, they're putting body scanners that our mainstream media even admits are basically electronic strip searches. They're storing images of our naked bodies, the humiliation, all in the name of stopping terrorism that the rulers of this planet themselves are conducting against us, so we will acquiesce to being slaves. Very simple equation. They pose terror, so they have a pretext to rule and dominate. Real simple. And they are engaging in an economic terrorism and consolidation and setting up the foretold world government run for and by the banks, where you pay taxes directly to them. It's just amazing. And I, every day, you know, it hits me. Man, this is a real fight. These people are real. Only reason they haven't killed me is because they don't want to underline everything I say, put an exclamation point on it, highlight it. They don't want to make me a martyr. Then I realize they could go ahead and do it anytime. They still do it to many people that are prominent, just to scare people into submission. Then I realize, for the weak, for the innocent, for humanity, that's why we even exist, is because people fought and stood up against tyranny before us. Everything good in the world is because people have sacrificed. And I'm committed, and that's the good feeling here, is that there's no going back once you're on the road to liberty and justice and freedom. Once you set yourself against the dark side, there is no turning back. There is no turning back on this road. There's a lot of news here, but let's just go ahead and go to your calls now. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you this morning?
Good, my friend.
Hey, a question I have for you is a couple different ones. One being the news thing that you just have right now, where you just played that clip. Would you think the mainstream media would pick up on that? And yeah, since it's going to go YouTube, do you think they would play that? Are you getting any spins at
no,
all?
No. St. John's tried to bring it to the national media, and none of them have touched it, except the Rolling Stone. And then they wrote a story about St. John Hunt, and then kind of in the last paragraph said, oh, by the way, there's handwritten notes and audio tapes of his dad saying they ran the operation to kill Kennedy. And then the media said, oh, that isn't real. And so he released it, you know, the audio here on this show and on Coast to Coast AM and a few others. And then now for the first time you see the video itself. So, of course, the establishment, I mean, the Chicago Tribune and a few other publications reported that the NSA declassified, CIA declassified earlier this year, that it's true, Israel knowingly attacked the ship. Israel admits it. They had the NSA intercepts where Israel knew. And what the pilot said 5 years ago, they had Israeli pilot apologized on Israeli TV and broke down crying and said, I refused three times. They ordered me to do it anyways. That's an American ship. It's an American ship. And they threatened him. They said, you will attack it. And, you know, so we already had his testimony, but now it's backed up by the declassified NSA intercepts. So, but you'd think that would have become big national news that, oh, hey, all these books written, all these TV shows written by the establishment to debunk the men on that ship and the admirals and others on the aircraft carriers that had told the truth, and the later chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, saying it was an inside job. You know, they don't want to admit they've been totally disproven. Just like they called us conspiracy theorists on Tonkin, wrote books, had TV shows debunking that Tonkin wasn't staged with the destroyers, and now it's declassified and the LBJ tapes are released. So, no, they're not going to. People always say, where's the smoking gun? Smoking guns are everywhere. Stay there. I'll have you finish when we get back, Scott, and then everybody else that is patiently holding. But, yeah, the new JFK information is up on Infowars.com right now. World exclusive. E. Howard Hunt details JFK plot on video.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5 gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today. By the police. The fish rots from the head, as they say.
Some folks are born silver spoon in their hand. Lord, don't they help themselves?
Think of the ridiculous spell, the illusion. The mesmerized public convinced for decades that there was no evil in government, no corruption. The government couldn't tie its shoelaces. There were no powerful interests, that nobody wanted to rule them or dominate them. Nobody wanted to rule the world. And even as they set up their open world government, foreign by the banks, even as with one side of their mouth they admit they're doing it, the other side they deny it. Just amazing. Going back to your phone calls, Scott in Arizona, finish up what you were saying.
Okay, Adam, my other question is about the Biden Powell comments about what's going on with, you know, they're talking about a crisis that will happen coming up in the new year. Do you believe that they're just doing fear-mongering, or do you believe that something will come up before then, or do you think that that's going to come to pass, or is it more fear-mongering?
I don't know. I knew they were going to launch the 9/11 attack because President Bush's approval rating was plunging. And I knew that their favorite tactic, they've been preparing the public, saying terrorists are going to strike. When they strike, we're going to take all your freedoms away to keep you safe. And then they introduced Bin Laden on TV and said he's about to get you. And there were hundreds of other points and things I saw as they were preparing the public, like we're children. And I do see them preparing the public again. The problem is they have done it so much in the last 7 years since they staged the 9/11 attacks, 7 years plus, that there's really no telling what they're going to do. I mean, the economic crisis is an economic 9/11. It could be a military strike. I mean, out of the blue, one morning you wake up and U.S.-backed, NATO-Israel-backed proxy, Georgia. Sneak attacks Russian-held areas, international controlled zones, sneak attack NATO peacekeepers, kill them. I mean, they had Georgian peacekeepers in with the UN/NATO/Russian contingent, killing them at point-blank range. I mean, just unbelievable sneak attack. I mean, you know, even high intensity with artillery bombardments, but it started with low intensity, you know, point-blank commando type attack. I mean, that's just as dirty as it gets. And then they had such disdain for the American people and the people of the world that our media put the Georgian puppet president on TV saying, we've been snuck attacked, help us, help us. We're being snuck attacked by Russia. And of course, I'm not saying Russia's good. Putin and the new president are obviously corrupt. I mean, that's the nature of power 99% of the time. And Russia's, I'm not saying, you know, run by angels and they kill a lot of media people and there's lots of corruption. It's just that the elite we've got in the West, the Anglo-American establishment, I mean, these are reckless people. They launch huge Hollywood-style terror attacks that kill 3,000 people. That's spectacular. You know, designed for media with just event after event after event the same day to get maximum coverage. They said close to 4 billion people were able to tune in. And they launch preemptive attacks on Iraq and Afghanistan and all the bold things they've done here and the bold sneak attack on Russia. I mean, just the sky's the limit with these people. They're geared up for bio attacks that they'll undoubtedly in the future release to train us to have a controlled society. I mean, and people don't want to hear this. They're like, oh, that's scary. I don't want to hear it. They're the ones saying it's going to happen, and we know they're the ones that have done it over and over again. There's no doubt that the White House sent the anthrax letters. There's no doubt that they're fear-mongering, saying we're going to be attacked by bioweapons, chemical weapons, radiological weapons. There's no doubt they've got the will to do it. It gets them more power and control. And to them, it's just collateral damage. It's a military mindset, a very corrupt one. And so just God help us. These people are giving us no quarter. And they've got a public that knows they're being lied to now, but just can't face the horror that the elite is really this bad, that it's not a boss hog corruption. I mean, I'd pray for a boss hog corruption compared to this, just looting and stealing and, you know, doing old-fashioned stuff that government does. And that's bad, but that's to almost be expected in history. But to have a hardcore, scientific, focused, vicious system, you know, that puts out these George Bush puppets and Bill Clinton puppets and Barack Obama puppets, and the public thinks they actually run something, and it all becomes about the personality and Saturday Night Live making jokes about them, and oh, the leaders are just idiots, and, you know, the environmentalists are just morons. Well, yeah, they take your farm or ranch. They're not morons. They're businessmen. They're raiders who use it as a cover to steal your property. I mean, and all the genetic engineering and what it's doing to the environment, that's being ignored, and all these environmental zombies, you know, wanting to grab property and tax human respiration. It's just unspeakable. It's just all of it. It's a nightmare. I appreciate your call, Scott. I'm not trying to even be negative here. You know, people say, well, be positive. Well, tell us the good stuff that's happening. If I don't, look, I've used the analogy, I'll use it again. Imagine seeing your neighbor's house, your dog's barking, it's 2 a.m. in the morning, your dog's barking, and you go and look out the window and you see flames coming out of the attic of your neighbor's house. and you run out front, you wait for a second, and you're on your cordless phone, you call 911. Some other neighbors are walking out in their pajamas, in their bathrobes, and you see smoke start coming out of, you know, now the top floor of the two-story house, and a couple minutes have gone by, and you notice there's a couple lights on in the house, so you go bang on the door, and somebody comes to the door with a nightcap on, rubbing their eyes, and you say, hey, your house on fire, get out, you know, get your family, your children, get your animals out. And they say, hey, be positive. Why are you being so negative? And you're like, no, look, look, there's smoke in your house. Don't you know it's on fire? Get out of there. And they're like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm just going to think positive, and I'm going to go back and get back in bed. And in fact, please don't wake me up again, or I'll call the police on you. And you're like, no, please, your house is on fire. And so you say, well, I'm not going to stand here and let this happen. Now, most Americans have been conditioned to stand by nowadays, but I mean, if my neighbor was acting this psychopathic and was this mesmerized or hypnotized by whatever to not come out of the house, I'd go ahead, and if they slam the door in my face, I'd kick it down and start physically grabbing them and trying to get the house clear. And then imagine in this corrupt system, the police and fire department pull up, and they would come up and tase me and say, oh, he's insane, send him to the mental institution, as the house collapses down and burns the family to death. I mean, everything we're talking about is documented, admitted, on the record, and we have our own movement in denial. I was sent a YouTube video last night, and in my email, and I clicked on it about midnight, and it was and I was reading the comments, and I followed them back, and it was, quote, other patriots, other truth tellers saying, oh, Alex Jones, you know, he's a David Icke nut now. Look at him making stuff up about goblin people. Now, I was reading what was in a bunch of British newspapers, and it had the quote by the scientist saying humans are splitting into two different species, you know, this tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Superman and these little goblin-like creatures. But the person took the clip and said, oh, look, he's making it up that there's goblin people. He's insane. That's why they only play about 10 seconds of the clip. But it wasn't the individual that was criticizing me. I mean, I understood that. I didn't mind that. I knew what they were doing, and that was clear. It was that the person that even sent me the email was saying, man, look at you. I used to listen to you, but you're clearly a nut just putting out this info now. In fact, let me just go to Google right now and illustrate this. Humans are split into two species. Humans to split into two species. I spelled that wrong. I spelled it so bad Google can't even. Hold on. Oh, I didn't put a space in there. That's the problem. Humans. There we go. It's not coming up. I found it last night when I was looking for it. Let me Google goblin-like creature. Goblin-like creature. Well, the point is, I'll find the article. It's hard to do while I'm here talking on air, but if you type in humanity, I think is the headline, to split into two different species. It was when the scientific report came out by a prestigious institution, it was in a whole bunch of newspapers. You know, that's just like I still have people emailing me saying, you're lying, there's no such thing as part human, part animal clones. And I remember 10 years ago, it was 1997, seeing BBC headlines about how they'd already created animal-human clones, but they had just terminated them in the embryonic phase. And, of course, obviously, that's just what they're publicly saying. And I've told the stories of people coming up to me on the street one time in a restaurant. The guy tapped me on the shoulder. I was picking up a pizza, and he said, I used to listen to you, but now I know you're a liar. There's no such thing as part goat, part spiders. And I said, well, it's CBS News. I had the head of the company on. He said, no, you're a liar. and I'm calling you out as a liar. And I said, fine, I'm a liar. I mean, I there are spider goats. There are human pig, human cow clones. I mean, I actually have a news article about that today. Where is it? This is Agency French Press. Lawmakers back animal-human embryo research. The lower house of parliament approved legislation Wednesday allowing scientists to create animal-human embryos for medical research in the biggest shakeup of embryo laws in two decades. I mean, they were doing this in England and the U.S. at least 10 years ago. Despite opposition from religious and pro-life groups, members of parliament and the House of Commons backed the Human Embryology and Fertilization Bill, 355, votes to 129. It will now go to the vote of the House of Lords and could be law by November. But see, my detractors don't care. They'll just cut out me talking about goblin creatures, human cow creatures, and then just say, look at how he's insane. But then people in our, quote, own awakening movement will say, yeah, Alex is making it up. I'm not making anything up. I'm not making any of it up, none of it up. And you ignore it at your own peril. And I'm sick of the denial. I am tired of it. I've had enough of it. I really have. I mean, denial has been bred into us. And I don't even know what to say. All right, I got to hurry because I got a guest come up and I want to get to your calls. Randy in L.A., go ahead.
How are you doing today, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Well, I'm calling today because I've been following the case of Berg versus Obama, and I think it's taken some very interesting turns of late with the Obama camp unable to or not replying in time to Berg's allegations that Obama was born in Kenya, which is a de facto admission of the charges. So what is your take on where this whole case is going?
I know Corsi's in Hawaii right now checking into it. I'm going to get him on in the next few days. And you know what? That isn't even the reason that Obama's bad. He's bad because both the candidates are controlled by the New World Order. But he's gotten three times the Wall Street money, four times the Goldman Sachs money that McCain's got. That's all you need to know. They ran that chipmunk nut.
Oh, the albino chipmunk?
Yes, against, and I don't want to be mean to albinos. The point is, I got pretty white skin myself. The point is that they are running him like they ran Bob Dole against Clinton in 96. He is meant to lose. But hey, the public isn't going to believe it. They got to find out. And by the time they figure out they're being taken for a ride by Barack Obama, there'll be a new Republican savior for them. And then when they figure out they're being taken for a ride there, and you know, now I'm a right-wing fascist because I don't like Obama, and just a few months ago I was a hardcore commie, according to the neocons, because I didn't like Bush. And it's just how it goes. So for 4 to 8 years, I'm now going to be a right-wing fascist. And then in 4 to 8 years, when it's a Republican, I'll be a commie again. And, you know, it's just the public's got to learn. But the good news is, in the past, they were fooled by the left-right bait and switch. When Congress has got an 11% approval rating, and in these polls, it's only about 60% saying they're going to vote for either candidate. So that's like 30-something for Obama and 20-something for McCain. I mean, neither one of them have a majority support out there. So the good news is the people know. They're just hoping things get better with Obama. And I got news for you. You're going to see change, folks. It's going to get real bad. It's going to get a lot worse. So just get ready. Anything else?
That's it, Alex. And I have to agree. The people do seem to know. I've been posting this question on Yahoo Answers. And so far I see about 1 in 8 are saying, yeah, this definitely needs to be looked into further.
All right, my friend. Kevin in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I was actually calling about the Berg case as well, but I wanted to follow up on it with a slightly different view.
No, that's like right. The judge, Obama, none of them will answer the questions. Yeah, a lot of separate experts have looked at the certificate of birth. It clearly looks like it's been falsified. But, I mean, it's not just that. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. This guy, and I'm not bashing Muslims or people with foreign names, but, I mean, if his name was, you know, David Jones or Tom Jones, and he was a black guy, and his family been here for 100 years, 200 years, people would trust him a lot more. I mean, I don't trust Schwarzenegger because, you know, he's a foreigner, his daddy was a Nazi. And I made a film about that, and I get emails saying you're anti-German when I'm, you know, half Germanic. But the point is, Alsatian and German, so French, German, and German on both sides of my mother's family. But I mean, I, you know, I'm against Schwarzenegger, and because you know, questionable ties. And I'm definitely against Obama because, I mean, the guy did have a foreign daddy. His mommy was a commie. I mean, flat-out communist. The guy's surrounded by them. Communists killed over 150 million people last century. But he's not some commie plant, folks. He's a foundation banker plant. That's why you got communists and bankers always thick as thieves. Go ahead.
My concern was kind of with the Constitution. Like, you know, if this gets through, it seems like it'll kind of circumvent the Constitution without due process of law by allowing a foreigner to become president. And I was wondering, you know, if that happens, do you think that will go through, like, where that'll almost be like a commonality where foreigners can be elected
well,
president?
Well, notice Schwarzenegger is saying Palin can't be vice president or president. See, that's another little tip-off. Schwarzenegger's basically going for Obama.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
I wish your buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? the chance for the flag of the Liberty Bell.
I like the end of the song. Stop rolling downhill like a snowball and headed for hell.
We still last 10 years
like it should. Good times.
It's the best.
All right, let's go ahead here and talk to Mike in Florida. You're on the air, Mike.
Oh, the good times, really.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener, PrisonPlanet.tv member, military veteran. Now,
thank
that
you.
Being said, I'm referencing E. Howard Hunt's. Thank you so much for putting this out. It's unbelievable. I have to reference the television show The X-Files in the episode Musings of a Cigarette Smoking Man, when the person that was called to take out Kennedy sitting in the waiting room, they reference him, say, all right, you can go in now, Mr. Hunt. I believe they're referencing him as he was the one that was in the sewer that pulled the trigger. I don't know that to be true.
Well, do you know where the CIA recruited E. Howard Hunt?
No, I don't.
He was OSS when there was a secret war in China before the war even got fully declared, and he was a top sniper in World War II against the Japanese in China. He was OSS, and then he was OSS at the end of the war in Germany, helping bring in Nazis.
Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was there from the ground floor. So, yes, he is a black op commander who started out in the field sniping. It's classified how many confirmed kills he had, but, yes, top sniper.
Right on. And just real quick, the series, The X-Files, how relevant do you believe that show is? And I'm wondering where they got most of that information from, because most of the show is really before the Internet got huge in the early 90s, 94, 95, when Operation Paperclip was one of the episodes on The X-Files.
Well, what they do is they mix Operation Paperclip and GMO, Deadly Sunflowers, and all this real stuff with purple-green pus-head aliens and worm creatures and devil cults and chupacabras. And so then it kind of just discredits the whole thing. But I've talked to several people high level with the X-Files, one of them on air, Dean Haglund, who was also not just a star in X-Files, but also a star with Lone Gunman, the spinoff. And I got a call a couple years ago, and most people have already heard this story, but you may not have. You're asking a question. And I got a call, and it's, hi, this is Dean Haglund. I was given your number by a radio producer I was a guest on, KLBJ 93.7, and I told him I'm a fan of you and I'd like to talk to you. Can I come by and see you? I'm coming to town next week. I go, coming to town? What for? I'm coming to town to see you. And I said, okay, and I called the producer and talked to him. Oh, yeah, that's really Dean Haglund. And I was like, wow, because he's in quite a few movies and other things. And so when we get back, I'll briefly, when we start the next hour, then we'll get Robert Groden on at the 8 after John. I'll come back. So stay there, Mike in Florida.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have probably the most informed individual from the day one when Kennedy was killed. He was involved, of course, in smuggling out the Zapruder film. Coming up, Robert Groden for about 2 hours. We may have a surprise guest in the fourth hour today, but regardless, we're taking your calls all day, covering the news. Finishing up with Mike in Florida, I was telling the story. He was saying, you know, the X-Files had so much stuff that's really happened, so many real things, like getting the Nazis into the U.S., Operation Paperclip. I was talking about how they were doing that as disinformation, to try to integrate chupacabras and space aliens and things that can't be proven and probably aren't real in the case of chupacabras, in with real things that discredits it all. But Dean Haglund calls, wants to talk to me, the star of both the TV shows, one of the stars, shows up and says, listen, and the video interview I did at my house is up on prisonplanet.tv. It's also all over the web. Then later we had him in studio. He came back a year later in the studio where I sit. And he had seen my report about how the first episode of The Lone Gunman, the new X-Files series, 6 months before 9/11, a criminal group inside the Pentagon and defense contractors hijack a jumbo jet by remote control to fly to the World Trade Center. They use a drill of hijacked jets flying into the tower to make NORAD stand down. They're going to blame it on Afghan rebels so they can smart bomb them and start World War III and have arms sales and invade the Middle East and Central Asia. Now, I mean, how would you make a report, make a movie, where it, basically exactly what happened? Now, that blew him away, and he said, listen, I talked to Chris Carter and others, and the CIA and NASA and others would come to him and say, hey, here's a script, here's an idea, we'd like to see you incorporate this. And then he wouldn't go any further than that. And believe me, he was scared. So I had that directly from the horse's mouth, directly. And you heard it, saw it on air. Again, just amazing. So this is called predictive programming, where they show you something so your subconscious is ready to accept it when it happens. And it's just unbelievable. Okay, anything else, Mike?
No, that pretty much does it. But, Alex, I really want to thank you and everyone else out there that has woken up. And a quote from the cigarette-smoking man in the X-Files, people need to think about this. He said, ease a man's conscience and you can take his freedom. So people, wake up. And thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate it.
That's right. They tell us, it's okay, lay down. The government's not bad. They're just stupid. And again, I was sent an email with a video clip of myself taken out of context, making fun of me. And I don't care about our enemies who edit me together to, you know, say things like, I hate America, you know, when I was singing the, you know, a fictional song by the New World Order, exposing how they hate America. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff they do. But this latest one is that I saw people in the, quote, patriot movement, you know, seizing on anything to attack me. Oh, look, Alex is making up goblin people. When I said on air, the BBC is reporting that human species may split into two. That's the headline, BBC. And I pulled it up. There it is, BBC. October 17, 2006. Evolutionary theorist Oliver Curry of the London School of Economics expects a genetic upper class and a dim-witted underclass to emerge. People will become choosier about their sexual partners, causing humanity to delve and divide into two subspecies, he added. The descendants of the genetic upper class would be tall, slim, healthy, attractive, intelligent, and creative, and far cry from the underclass humans who would have evolved into a dim-witted, ugly, squat, goblin-like creature. And then it shows an artist rendering of the superhumans versus the goblin creature. I have to say, a lot of the public actually looks like the goblin creature now, from McDonald's and the rest of it. But, and then I was saying that all comes from H.G. Wells and other futurists and theorists in nonfiction books they wrote. I mean, they all talk like that. The Darwins, they already believe they're two species from interbreeding. And then that's mainline eugenics. And, I mean, just a whole bunch of other scientists and writers. And, I mean, that's what the elite believes. And then that's what I was reporting. Okay, so whatever, make up whatever you want. I just want our good people out there listening to understand the type of deceptions that are being worked out there against us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, he doesn't like talking about himself, but I'm going to make him talk about himself so you understand the magnitude of the depth, the breadth of knowledge that he has. I mean, there's no one living that I know who's been this close to the case. He was the chief advisor and researcher on the film JFK. Just an amazing individual, Robert J. Groden. And I think it's important for him to tell you where he was the day it happened, how he got involved, what he saw. He even has some other evidence that is no secret to the government he has, and it'll be out in a new book he's making. I would be scared to death to even have this. I've seen it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, then we have the funeral. The funeral director on who's going to be in my new film. He lives here in Austin. He's a very wealthy guy. He ended up building a whole chain of funeral homes across the country. And we interviewed him here in studio. We were coming to him the next week, and he got run off the road and almost killed an hour before we were going to interview him at his house. I'm not saying that was the government, but St. John Hunt, out on a lonely road, had a car come up and basically bump his bumper, pull around him, try to run him off the cliffs in Northern California. He got home. His whole house was torn apart, papers stolen, everything rifled through. Nothing taken but papers. I mean, this is, you get around this Kennedy thing, It's like when I covered Bilderberg this year and we got death threats and women calling up saying I'd gotten them pregnant to my wife and dirty tricks. I mean, that's when you know how real this is. So getting into this JFK thing, I've always had guests on and covered, but making a film and really getting into it, 45 years later, they are still all over it to protect the system because the sons and grandsons and some of the still living people involved are alive and in the power structure. And I think Bruce Willis said it best after he woke up from seeing my films. He told Vanity Fair that the same people that killed Kennedy are the ones running the shadow government and running things in 9/11 today. Yeah, we woke up Bruce Willis. That's exciting. So for the next 2 hours, Robert Groden is our guest. And Robert, let's take it slow. Let's talk about who you are. I mean, you're the guy that got the Zapruder film leaked and so much more. At great risk to yourself, a secret agent for liberty and freedom, now public. And we're just honored to have you. So spend about the first 10 minutes on yourself and where you've testified and just the whole saga. It's just amazing.
Well, Alex, my my interest in the Kennedy case started the day it happened. It was my 18th birthday that day, and I somehow felt connected to it that way and started researching it and investigating everything that was available about it from the beginning. And in 1969, through absolute luck, there was no magic powers involved in this thing, I actually got to work on the original Zapruder film and was able to blow it up from 8mm to 35mm and then to use different techniques on the film to steady it, to stabilize the image, slow it down so that the eye could comprehend what was in it. And I kept very quiet about it because it was very plain for anybody to see who would see the film that the shot came from the front, struck the president in the right temple and threw him to the rear. So I kept quiet about it except to a very select handful of researchers within the research community, the credible ones. And I got talked into showing it at Georgetown University in November of 73 for the 10th anniversary. And I showed it, and there was a big response to it at the time, but it remained within that context. And then in February of 1975, I was asked to show it again at Boston University at a major conference called The Politics of Conspiracy. This time it was picked up as a national news story, and it broke the case wide open. Within days, I was asked to present the evidence before Congress, and I did. And Congressman Tom Downing of Virginia introduced legislation to reopen the Kennedy case based on what the filmed and photographic evidence showed. And he had me named staff photographic consultant to the House Assassinations Committee.
That's right. A lot of Americans don't know that the House later found, 95% sure it was a conspiracy, a government killing. I mean, the average American doesn't know that the Congress has even found that.
That's correct. The House committee ruled that it was a 95% certainty or greater that there was, in fact, a conspiracy. Since then, there has been peer review of that evidence, and that peer review of the evidence has increased it from 95% or greater to 98% or greater.
Just to digress, because I interrupted, but before I forget this, what did you think when the Dallas Morning News came out and said, yeah, it's been looked at, the government's even looked at it, the fragments found in Connally don't match the bullet? I mean, on its face, this bullet shoots through all this, you know, the car, two different people, all these bones, and isn't damaged. I mean, it's just, it's childish how ridiculous it is. Then Los Alamos looks at it and says it's a conspiracy, and the acoustics show they killed him multiple shots. I mean, it's incredible. But I'm sorry, continue with, you'd gotten up to testifying to Congress.
Well, the first group that I testified to was the Rockefeller Commission. And that was back in 1975, and you mentioned E. Howard Hunt. I testified in 75 about Hunt's involvement in this decades before all this new stuff came out. And the record that I testified about that is available in the National Archives. It does exist. And then the next group I testified to was the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Church Committee. and then to the House Select Committee on Assassinations, the same group that I worked for nearly 3 years. And then the Assassination Records Review Board testified for 5 full days to them. There absolutely is no question about the fact that there was a conspiracy. The question could be raised as to who was involved in that conspiracy, but there certainly was a conspiracy. There was more than one shooter. There's no question about that.
Sure, but we're going to get into that later because it's very important. But I want to first, again, your whole saga, your whole journey, you know, now every week for years down there at the Grassy Knoll in downtown Dallas. I mean, you're probably the most dedicated person because I've really been more deeply studying the JFK assassination intensely for the last year or so. I'd always looked at it, read a lot of books, interviewed a lot of experts, but I mean, it wasn't until I really more deeply researched that I realized how prolific and how dedicated you've been. So continue with your saga.
Well, I had been working on the case for my entire adult life, from the time I was 18 until about 15 years ago. And I became aware that everybody in the Dallas area who had been working on the Kennedy case had died. Virtually everyone. There was virtually no one left who was doing any credible work. And several people who had been involved in the case started selling out to the other side, some for great amounts of money. I made the decision to move down to the Dallas area from Philadelphia try to pick up where the others had left off, because the other side was winning by default. There was no one to challenge. The Sixth Floor Museum, which now exists in the old Texas School Book Depository building, their mandate was to present all sides of the issue fairly and equally. Well, obviously, they have not done that. They sold out very early on and will only present the Warren Commission side of the story. It's absolutely horrendous what they've done, the amount of damage that they've done through the years. People that have for decades been on our side of the issue to try to get the truth out, now you can't get them to admit that there was a conspiracy in spite of all the evidence. So they present only the Warren Commission side, and they were winning by default. I felt there needed to be a voice of reason on the other side down here. So my wife and I made the decision that I would move down here and carry the standard, as it will, and present the evidence to visitors to Dealey Plaza so that they will know that there is an alternative to the official fiction. And that's where I've been now for 15 years.
Is it safe to say you've talked to a million people down there?
More than that. Certainly more than that. They expect that there's a million visitors a year to Dealey Plaza. And I've been there for 15 years.
Now, I've been told they've also tried to harass you and use the police and things to push you off the Knoll.
That's absolutely correct. They've thrown me in jail for it. I've been arrested. I've been ticketed more than 80 times, harassed over 400 times. I've been attacked in the plaza, one guy with a knife, one with a baseball bat, one with a heavy stick. They tried to run me over twice in the parking lot in Dealey Plaza. And, you know, but it goes on and on. Obviously, I'm bothering somebody. The city manager, the Dallas city manager, gave orders to the police to come and arrest me. They've sent in Homeland Security with machine guns saying I was a terrorist. This has been going on for quite some time. And if I wasn't right, that wouldn't be happening.
It's just incredible, and that's when you really know that you're onto something, is when you get the threats, the harassment, you know, not just dealing with police harassment, and then we'll go through all the evidence itself on the case, you know, the physical evidence, but I mean, I think that some of the strongest evidence is the threats, the harassment, the deaths, and I want to talk about those when we get back, I mean, have you ever been threatened, or how many times have you been threatened?
Well, I've been threatened quite a bit. You know, the phone threats are one thing, but the actual attacks in the plaza are something else again. There was one time when I was in the plaza and a guy came up with a hunting knife and tried to stab me. We stopped him, we caught him, called the police 4 times. They refused to come. We finally had to let him go.
Yeah, that's how it works. Their people are allowed to do whatever they want. Dallas is a very wicked city. because you got a bunch of delusional fake Christians running it.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 23rd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 706.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $728.69, $364.34 for half ounce, and $182.17 for quarter ounce. That's $728.69, $364.34, and $182.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
This is a short segment, but the long one's coming up. Don't worry, we've got our guests for more than an hour and a half.
Find out in a car.
A lot to talk about.
He didn't notice.
Robert Grodin, the guy that got the Subverter film out, and a lot more. He's not tooting his horn here, folks. This guy has, frankly, contributed more than anybody to exposing it.
They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure.
That's when the military-industrial complex fully took over the country. Now we've seen all their other exploits. Their fame when it comes to evil. The gangsterism. Yeah, Robert, break down the physical threats, the phone calls, what they're like, what you've gone through. I mean, let me guess, do they like to call your wife up and pretend that they're girlfriends of yours?
I'm not sure that that ever happened, although I've suspected that perhaps something like that may have.
Well, no, that's a favorite they do to me, but go ahead.
Well, I had a terrific time with the National Enquirer some years ago. When I had moved down here to Texas, the Enquirer called up my wife, assuming that there were problems between us, and there weren't, but they offered her $30,000 to give dirt on me that they could publish, and she told them to go to hell.
Yeah, I just had the National Geographic's doing another 9/11 truth hit piece, and they're real sneaky and fake on the phone. Well, they called my wife yesterday, and we're like, what's it like living with him? Do you like it? Oh, it must be interesting trying to get her to talk crap. And, you know, it's not that I don't want to go on a hit piece, because I don't mind. I just don't want to be around the unsavory types. It's not that I'm even afraid of being in a hit piece. I think I'm going to just go ahead and do it. It's just that they're just such lowlifes. But go ahead.
No, I absolutely agree. They absolutely are. I mean, they control the business. They really do. The flow of information gets so muddied and so confusing that people that want to learn the truth have such a hard time trying to work their way through all the garbage that's out there. They just get tired of it, and many walk away. There's a lot of intriguing stuff that sounds good, sounds interesting, but isn't. And that just tires people out. It's very, very difficult. Even researchers in the case that know what they're talking about get confused with some of the news.
Well, we're going to get into that, and from your view, Robert Grodin's unique and well-documented view, what really happened. But let's talk about harassment threats. I think all the murders is again more evidence of the fact that it was an inside job. Speak to the murders.
Well, absolutely. There were a great many people that were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Good people, disinterested people, bad guys. They, you know, throughout the spectrum of people, they've died, hundreds and hundreds of them. Everyone's familiar with the stuff at the end of the movie Executive Action, where they talk about the first 18 or 19 or 20 people being killed. But that's all we knew about at the time. We've learned since then a great, great deal more have actually died because of it. The number now is well over 400. And yes, of course, there's a certain percentage of them that are natural causes. There's no question about that. Just because somebody witnessed the Kennedy assassination or was connected in some minor way to it doesn't mean they're going to live forever. But there's a disproportionate number of unsolved homicides, questionable deaths, situations where there should have been autopsies and were not, and out-and-out murders. One man killed with a karate chop, one shot to death in a police station by a police officer playing quick draw. A woman hung in her jail cell, and on and on and on. It's very, very bizarre. Some of them more famous than others. Dorothy Kilgallen, the only reporter who interviewed Jack Ruby from the time he shot Oswald until the time he himself died. She's one. Lee Bowers, who was in the railroad tower in the parking lot behind the depository, who saw the assassination take place.
Yeah, saw Hunt and others scurrying around, Sturgis.
Yeah. Absolutely, and knew more than he ever told. He learned early on that the Warren Commission did not want to know what he had to say, and whenever he started talking about what he saw, they would always lead him away from it. And he said he realized they didn't want to know, so he kept quiet. But then Jim Garrison was going to call him as a witness in the Shaw trial in New Orleans, and that's where the problems began again. Because
We told Barry Jennings and everybody with the 9/11, with the bombs in the buildings. The deputy head of emergency management, we said, buddy, you better spill it all or they're going to kill you. Well, he's dead. And dead men tell no tales. And I just try to tell whistleblowers all the time, you had better spill it all and get it all out or you are deader than a hammer. And they usually don't listen. They get killed. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand
Robert
up.
Grodin, the hardest working, most focused JFK researcher, the guy that got the Zapruder film out. Photos of Kennedy's head blown open like a pumpkin and so much more. And, you know, you are the expert in all this. You are the master, as they say. So I've thrown out some of my questions. Let's finish up with all these bizarre deaths and murders and the threats and the rest of it, which, again, is prima facie evidence, and then get into all the hard evidence. I mean, you've won the fight. We've won the fight. 90%+ of Americans know they're lying about it. And then that's when the shadow government took over, so we can also talk about that. But I think people from the preeminent expert need to hear what the real evidence is and lay it out. So you've got the floor, sir.
Well, you speak very kindly, and I do appreciate that. What I would suggest is that the most important evidence that I've been able to develop, except for the Zapruder film itself, of course, which, you know, stands on its own. I interviewed, when I worked for the House Assassinations Committee as a photographic researcher, I actually had the opportunity to question and videotape the Dallas doctors who had never spoken before or since about what they had seen. and they were unanimous that the fatal shot came from the front. Whenever the Discovery Channel or the History Channel or any of those people do any of the horrible excuses for documentaries that they've been showing the last couple of years, please notice that they avoid the Dallas doctors like the plague. The doctors had nothing to gain, nothing on their own, and my interviews with them, they were absolutely unanimous that the shot came from the right front. And these are people who, unfortunately, all except six or seven of them now are all dead. And the interviews I was able to do with them are the only thing that captured, for history, their observations. So I'd say that that is among the most important of all the evidence that's out there. These are professional people. Now, the other side, the idiots on the other side who say, well, they weren't forensic pathologists. So what? These are doctors who worked on a daily basis with gunshot wounds, knew what they were talking about, and they saw the body. They saw the president. They saw him while he was still breathing, for crying out loud. How dare the people on the other side, specifically people like Bugliosi and Posner and the rest of them, how dare they ignore or pretend to ignore the observations of these professional people? It's absolutely inexcusable. If you watch a documentary and they avoid what the Dallas doctors said, it's a dishonest documentary. It's that simple. There's no easier way to put it. The idea, for instance, of the single bullet theory, that one bullet went through both men, Governor Connally, and then on after hitting President Kennedy. If you line up the wounds in the president's back and Governor Connally's back, you find that the wound in the president's throat, which was described by everyone who saw it as an entrance wound in the first place, but even ignoring that, it's 6 inches too high to go through a flight path. And the other side will say, well, we don't have any pictures at the moment of the single bullet, so we don't know how high they were sitting. That's an absolute lie. There's a photograph taken at the exact moment that the single bullet was supposed to have happened. And we see exactly how high they were in relationship to each other. All of this is all going to be in my new book, which is called JFK Absolute Proof. Hopefully it should be out within the next couple of months. But, you know, the photographic evidence was basically withheld by the government for decades. The Warren Commission released very, very little of it. I myself have already released over 1,200, and I'm releasing 800 more in the new book. So that's 2,000 photographs that the government tried to ignore or pretend didn't exist. The evidence is there, and your audience is a thinking audience. They'll be able to tell for themselves, and I'm sure that they're aware of the conspiracy. I'm sure that it's no secret to them.
Well, I mean, continue. I mean, you've got the floor. I want you to really be able to run, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. How about a 2.5-page document signed by the director of the CIA admitting three things. Number one, that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't kill the president. Number two, that he worked for the CIA. And number three, that he was sent to the Soviet Union on a mission from the United States. Signed by the director of the CIA himself, John McCone. That's out there. That exists. Let's see, what else? How about, the issue of the president's brain being missing from the National Archives as of 1966 that we know of, probably before that? Well, we know where the brain is. I'm going to reveal that in the new book, too. I've got photographs of it. The other side just constantly lies to us about what does exist or what doesn't exist. The evidence just goes on and on. Oh, one thing that's in the new book that you'll find fascinating. At the time when Lee Harvey Oswald was taken to Parkland Hospital in the life-saving efforts to try to save his life, there were 7 rolls of film taken of him while he was still breathing and on the operating table. Well, these rolls of film were not even processed, weren't even developed until last year.
So Kennedy was one tough cookie.
The president? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, these photographs that exist, there are 85 usable images of Oswald while they were trying to save his life. And some of the pictures actually showed the heart monitor showing he had a good, strong heartbeat. He should have survived, but he didn't.
Yeah, I meant to say I was thinking about Kennedy. Obviously, I knew you were talking about Oswald there.
Yeah.
Because I have on my mind the photos you have that no one's seen of Kennedy on the table.
Yeah, there's some that, as a matter of fact, there was one photograph I found in the National Archives when I was working for the House Assassinations Committee that to this day is still not in the official inventory. It's a series of black and white photographs taken on 120 format film. They're all black and white, and they show the president lying on a table from the left side. We see him from the left side. Most of the damage to his head was on the right side. But you see him lying there, and this roll of film is described in the official inventory as being blank with no image. Well, there's at least a half a dozen images on that roll of film. They're all pretty much identical.
And describe that for us, and then let's go back to Lee Harvey Oswald because I interrupted. But I mean, you're happy to. You can describe it, can't you? Before the book comes out, I think it's dangerous that you even have now announced that you've had this at the Knoll so much, and it isn't public. I mean, the whole back of the head is just completely blown out, and that contradicts what they officially said.
Yes, there's a massive hole in the rear of his head, just slightly larger than a grown man's fist. And that's the way it was described.
And by the way, it looks like they folded the flaps back in. And I disagree. I think it's bigger than a man's fist. I mean, it's just a giant gaping. And you can see, I mean, at least when I was allowed to look at it, that they had folded some of the flaps back in.
Well, that may very well be true. What they actually did, what someone within the government did, is they actually took that photograph and they did something called a soft edge matte insert process, and to fool the researchers, not the researchers, but the investigators within the case, within the government, who had the ability to see the photographs, because they still have not been formally released. They actually superimposed the back of somebody else's head to disguise this massive exit wound in the rear of his head.
That's the big issue. You have the fake photos that were put out, and then artist renderings, and then you have the real ones.
That's correct.
I mean, there's evidence right there. A cover-up, that's the evidence of the crime right there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when the House Assassinations Committee was going to begin their investigation, they were going to start from square one, start absolutely as an unsolved homicide and work from there. And that would have worked. It could have worked. But instead, when it was taken over by people with connections to the CIA, and unfortunately that is the truth, that's what happened, they dumped that whole aspect of it, started with the preconceived conclusion that Oswald was guilty, and worked from that point. They ignored the original concept completely, and when you start with that, the way they did it is they took each individual piece of evidence, and they weighed that individual piece of evidence against the total weight of the Warren report. If you take each one and you weigh it and then see which one weighs more and throw out each individual piece, then you end up with nothing. But if you took all those individual little pieces and weighed them against the Warren Report, all those pieces far outweigh the Warren Report, but they didn't do it that way. So they started with the conclusion that Oswald was guilty, and until they got to the acoustics evidence, that's the way they dealt with it. The acoustics evidence was so strong on its own that they couldn't hide it anymore. They had to admit that there was a conspiracy. But by then, they had thrown away so much supporting evidence that many people feel that the acoustics evidence was all that they had. And that's not true at all. They had testimony of a man named Robert Knudsen. Mr. Knudsen was a photographer. He was supposed to be on the trip to Dallas, but he had gotten something into his eye and had to see a doctor, so he didn't go. But he was called into play as a autopsy photographer that evening when the president's body was back there. He took photographs. He was there as a witness, and he saw the angles of the shots. He saw the massive wound in the rear of the president's head, and he testified to the House Select Committee on Assassinations that the photographs and evidence now did not represent the president's head as it was that night. And they had that, and they buried it. The House committee never even admitted that they even spoke to Robert Knudsen. We didn't find out about that until the Assassination Records Review Board years and years later.
Okay, I want to go back, as I interrupted you, when you were talking about Lee Harvey Oswald still being alive. Go back over that and then finish up.
Okay. Lee Oswald, you know, the official story, or one of the official stories we've heard through the years, is that Lee had had died on the way to the hospital, that he never survived, that he was dead on arrival when he got to Parkland. And they tried and they tried and they tried for an hour to try to revive him, and of course they couldn't. Well, that's not true. Lee was doing fine. His they were controlling much of the bleeding, although there's a lot of damage done. The photographs I have of him, he's cut open. He's lying on the table. They're doing heart massage. They're removing damaged parts of his body. But they also show the heart monitor. And his heart monitor had a good, strong, solid, steady heartbeat. There is no way he should have died. And by the way, officially, he did not die from the gunshot wound itself, per se, but rather from shock as a result of the gunshot wound. So there's a lot of questions as to his dying. Of course, by now, almost everyone who's familiar with the Kennedy case is aware that there was a phone call made to the operating room directly from President Johnson, stating to the doctors that he wanted a confession from Oswald before he died, knowing that he would die, which is very strange.
Let's talk about Dallas itself, and then, well, finish what you're making now, and then Dallas, because, I mean, Dallas was a heart of CIA police corruption. I grew up there, a perfect place with a kind of brainwashed public believing in mom and apple pie and the government's all loving, a very serious, cold-blooded police department with connections to the CIA director and others in the department. I mean, why Dallas was chosen, but finish up.
Well, why Dallas was chosen was because it was absolutely a hotbed of ultra-right-wing fanaticism. Lyndon Johnson and others had a great deal of control in Dallas. It would be much easier to control the investigation and the cover-up here than it would almost anywhere else in the country. Everybody would cooperate. Nobody would argue with the official investigation. Which, by the way, let me point that out too. The official investigation historically into the Kennedy assassination was done by the Warren Commission. The Warren Commission had absolutely no legal power at all. It was a president's commission investigating a local crime. The death of President Kennedy was not a federal crime. It was a local Dallas crime controlled. The investigation should have been controlled either by the Dallas district attorney or by the Texas State Attorney General's office. No matter what the Warren Commission did, they could do nothing. They had subpoena power, but that was it. And they didn't really even use it. You know, they could have subpoenaed Jack Ruby out of the Dallas area, brought him to Washington, where he could have told them the truth about what happened, as he pleaded with them to do. And they ignored him. They paid no attention to him. They told him they didn't have the power to get him out of here. And Jack Ruby, this petty crook, this mobster who had been involved with Al Capone from the time he was a child until he moved out of the Chicago area. He asked Earl Warren, he says, well, Mr. Chief Justice, you do have subpoena power, don't you? And the Chief Justice of the United States, one of the two or three highest-ranking law enforcement officials in the world, had to admit that this petty crook had him on a point of law. So, you know, they refused to get him out of here. They said, Jack, if you feel you're in danger, we can terminate this interview anytime. That's not how you find the truth.
What about Ruby's death?
Ruby's death, of course, will always remain a mystery. Many people feel that he knew he had cancer, so it was easy to control him and get him to do this. Well, I know the doctor who had diagnosed Jack with Ruby 2 years later. Apparently, Jack had no idea that he had cancer, and he may not have originally. Ruby himself kept screaming that they were giving him cancer. They were forcing him to have injections, and he was convinced that they were injecting him with cancer cells.
And it turned out later the CIA in the 50s and 60s had developed fast-acting cancers for biowarfare.
Absolutely so. No question about that. Interesting, as far as that goes, Jack eventually did die, apparently, of cancer. But when I was doing research on one of my earlier books, I called up the Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute in New York, one of the most impressive and best cancer research units in the world, and asked them how easy it would be to give somebody cancer. And they told me that you cannot give a living organism cancer through injection like that. And I said, well, wait a minute, you do it with lab rats every day. And they hung up on me.
Yeah, because you were calling the experts. I wonder who's involved in things. The experts, and of course they admit the polio, oral and others, had the live SV40 that gave millions cancer. So, I mean, that's like denying the sun comes up in the morning. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
Let me go ahead. You were making a point.
No, I was going to say that Lee Oswald, when he was working in the summer of 1963 in New Orleans, was working with the Ochsner Institute that was doing this kind of research on how to give cancers to people. They were trying to
stay
develop
there.
The system.
Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about that, because there was also this obsession down in New Orleans with cancer and giving people cancer, treating cancer. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus to the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Has even tried to dump the wine spread much too long. Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children day by day. Yeah.
of control freak, parasite, vampires. Well, what's a mosquito? It's a parasite. Female of the species to get protein to produce eggs sucks your blood. The news will take that out of context and have me on air. That's what they do. The news, people on the web saying vampires run things. I think that happened last week. I'm saying figurative vampires sucking off the population. I mean, what was black slavery in this country? It was a parasitic activity. The media is so deceptive how they try to twist everything we do. And, Robert, I know you've run into a lot of that yourself. We were continuing with the cancer research and Oswald's girlfriend working for all this and what she said. Continuing down that line.
Well, you're referring there to Judy Baker, who was Oswald's girlfriend in New Orleans for some period of time in the summer of 1963. And she worked for Ochsner as well, as Lee. Lee did too, I guess more or less as a lower level person. She was a high level researcher, but Lee and David Ferry were both involved in the same organization. And they were doing cancer research. Ostensibly, what they were trying to do was develop a fast-acting cancer that could be given to, of all people, Fidel Castro. And that's what they were investigating and dealing with. And I feel that the fact that Lee knew so much about this, that he became dangerous. He knew far too much about this stuff and needed to be eliminated. And when they needed a patsy to blame the assassination on, that's where they chose him. He was expendable, and they wanted to get rid of him anyway, and they used him for the
And, of course, his background, it's well established that he was a CIA operative. Do you know specifically, I know he's been mentioned in some control letters and other things, and he was at the U-2 base and then sent to Russia, allowed to defect back. I mean, that's a no-brainer right there. That was an inside job, and he was an operative. But specifically, who Oswald was in the organization?
Lee Oswald was apparently a highly trained CIA operative who was, according to the memos and the and the information that we have, he was actually sent to the Soviet Union on a mission. He had no intention of ever defecting. And by the way, the other side in some of the later books, or actually all along they've been saying it, that Oswald had defected to the Soviet Union. Oswald never defected to the Soviet Union. He went there, he announced his intention to defect, but he never did. Never quite got around to it. And when he wanted to come back to the United States, we brought him back. There's no formal record that he was ever debriefed. In fact, he was debriefed, certainly, but there's no formal record that he ever was. And instead of being arrested and tried as a traitor for giving them the information about the U-2 spy flights, we give him the money to come back. He comes back, nothing is ever done to him. This alone raises lots and lots and lots of questions as to who.
And then
he
was. Married into the white Russian community in Dallas, or friends with the people in the white Russian community. We'll be right back in 1 minute. And all you government operatives who listen, like McVeigh and Oswald and all of them, you get set up. Atta.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli
Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So many people that have woken up to the world government, the corruption, the tyranny, the propaganda, the military-industrial complex woke up because of the JFK assassination. I'm going to be speaking with Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson at a Willie Nelson event coming up Sunday. It'll be streamed live and free over the web. People are asking, where are the players for the show? They'll be up there by tomorrow, but it won't be live until about 9 o'clock at night. So you just go there, click on it, it'll be there. The point is, that's what woke up Jesse Ventura. That's what woke up so many others. And we're talking to the man who got the Zapruder film out, Robert Grodin. He did so much more, and he really is the preeminent individual exposing all of this. We're going to go through what really happened that day from all the evidence he has. We've been, you know, going into different areas of it, different interesting areas of it. Robert Grodin, I mean, do you want to just go ahead now and start, and then I want to take calls later in the hour, walking through from your research how this was really pulled off and who was involved and how this was done?
Well, the most commonly asked question, again, I'm in Dealey Plaza every weekend, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, unless it's raining or snowing, all year long. And the most common question I'm asked is, who killed President Kennedy and why? Well, the government in 1979, through the House Assassinations Committee, released a report stating that it was organized crime. And I agree, it was organized crime, but not only organized crime. The Covert Actions Branch of the Central Intelligence Agency had been at war with President Kennedy since the time of the Bay of Pigs. When he announced that he was ending the Vietnam War 1 month and 11 days before he was killed, they must have panicked like crazy. It was big business. It was survival. It was massive amounts of money, billions of dollars. And I personally believe that that's the main reason why the president was killed. Yes, there was certainly the war against organized crime, that they, you know, these people were not going to just roll over and play dead. They were going to fight back, and they did. But the Covert Actions Branch of the CIA was definitely involved in this. Their fingerprints are all over everything.
So that's Harvey.
Well, through Lee Harvey Oswald and William Harvey, sure. But also James Angleton and others as well. There were many people at the top that hated President Kennedy. L. Fletcher Prouty, who was liaison officer between the CIA and the White House and the military at the time of the assassination, was a good friend of mine and told me many, many times through the years that the CIA was not going to just roll over and play dead and allow a single civilian in the White House to affect or control the CIA. And as a matter of fact, I was friends with Ruth Carter Stapleton, Jimmy Carter's sister. She told me that her brother was well aware of the conspiracy to kill President Kennedy and that he was trying to find out what happened and get the information out, but that the CIA was laughing at him, that they paid no attention to him at all. It's, you know, you talk about a shadow government. The shadow is larger than the source of the shadow, unfortunately. And, you know, when we're talking about who's responsible for the death of President Kennedy, it's impossible to ignore Lyndon Johnson. It's absolutely impossible. You know, at what point was he involved? Was he a planner? Did he know about it and do nothing? We don't know that for sure. We really don't. But we do know that he knew that it was going to happen, and he could have prevented it, or at least attempted to, and he did not, knowing, I think, himself that he would be a target if he did try. But when you look at motive for killing the president the greatest motive, and there's lots of other possibilities, certainly. I'm not denying that. But the one that carries the greatest weight of evidence and the one that makes the most sense is to perpetuate and expand the Vietnam War. That to me is the ultimate.
You're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah,
close to a trillion, and that was in those numbers in the 8-9 years of the full scale war, and then all his buddies dredging the ocean. We'll be right back.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up coming up at the bottom of the hour at 1-800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to one of the preeminent JFK researchers, certainly the most dedicated, and the person exposing it from day one as well. Robert Groden, down there many days a week in all sorts of weather at the site of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And we were getting into LBJ, and obviously there were power elites that put him in control, but you know, LBJ is the prime mover, and having a serious motive wanting to be the king, wanting to be the president, and just the unbelievable amount of capital being transferred to the Southeast Asian war. We also have, of course, him wanting to get rid of the Federal Reserve's sole power to issue the currency or tell the Treasury what to print with Lincoln greenbacks. He was firing L.L. Lemonster and others, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and others, for wanting to stage terror attacks in the U.S. to blame it on Cuba. I mean, Kennedy really was not going along with the game plan. And to understand where we are today, we have to understand who these individuals are. You know, you were just talking about the arrogance of the CIA. I mean, it's sick. They ship the heroin, the cocaine in. They get caught all the time. Then they put our children in their private prisons owned by the big banks that launder the money. And that's not enough for them. Now it's Homeland Security, and the military-industrial complex is literally eating, absorbing the real economy. And the same crew in Wall Street that set up the CIA is just looting the currency. And, I mean, it's just, they're not going to go away by themselves. In fact, they're just going to keep expanding like a cancer. And so before we get more into the data of how they killed him, why they killed him, what really happened that day, the best evidence, your view on, you know, the statement I'm making about, you know, the same institutions, the same crew, their children, these institutions, they are basically running the same covert ops they run in third world countries, just on a wider scale now here in the United States. And your view on the military-industrial complex, the national security state, Robert Grodin.
Well, I can't argue with a single thing that you said. I will add only that, you know, a lot of people feel that Johnson's involvement in the Kennedy assassination is too easy and pat an answer. To that, I would add simply that it would do the powers that be no good to eliminate John Kennedy if his successor, Lyndon Johnson, wasn't willing to make the changes that they wanted. They would have to get an agreement from him in advance.
Yeah, the two go together, so it fit like a horse and carriage.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. But the point, though,
it's when you have this convergence of interests is when you get things like this. Go ahead.
The thing is, they had to know that he would go along with their game plan. Otherwise, it would do them no good to eliminate President Kennedy. They had to have his agreement ahead of time that he would do what they wanted. And that makes him an accessory before the fact.
What about LBJ riding around on the radio, you know, talking on it, looking very wolf-like, like he was on a rabbit hunt? You've got at the airport waving the Secret Service off, the Secret Service getting mad about the route.
Well, yeah, the thing is that Johnson, through the years, had to make himself look innocent. He created the Warren Commission, which had absolutely no power whatsoever to do anything, and then ordered them to find that there was no conspiracy. Now, Johnson himself in later years admitted that the Warren Commission was wrong, that we would never know the whole truth about the assassination in our lifetime. And that basically was at a point where nothing could be done one way or the other to try to resolve it. So he's now creating a cover to make himself look like he's innocent, and that he disagreed with the Warren Commission. He ordered them to do what they did. That was the mandate, was to stop the rumors of conspiracy, not to find out who killed President
Kennedy.
And
it was the same thing with the 9/11 Commission. And then they came out and said the president wouldn't let them do their job, and it's just pointing fingers at each other. Oh, man.
Well, history does repeat itself.
Where do you see it going? Just the corruption to where finally CIA commanders wear crowns and we have to bow to them in the streets and they just start, I mean, will it devolve, I'm being sarcastic, down to them just hunting our children in the streets and publicly barbecuing them? I mean, because that's the logical extension of empires and corrupt elites. I mean, will this Wall Street banking CIA shadow government, I mean, they don't even care now. They're just right out in the open.
Well, again, these are the nightmares that we don't really like to think about, and certainly, you know, those are the horror stories of our nightmares. The point of the matter is that if they can kill the President of the United States, they can kill anybody. And, you know, Big Brother is always watching. They're always listening. And, you know, I personally would like to think that the things that you're talking about could never happen, but we all know that it's entirely possible that they will. And you know, I don't see an answer to being able to deal with that, because they control the national news media, they control the broadcast licenses of television stations, they control access to the presidential news conferences, that if a reporter disagrees with what Bush says, they can't show up at the conferences. They don't get the press handouts. That's how they survive.
Well, of course, I was being sarcastic, but if you look at Rome or the Aztecs or any of it, the majority of the time, when tyrannies are never checked, they just get crazier and crazier. I mean, it's wrong, guys, in the government. I know you're cold-blooded and don't care and think you're tough because you're cynical, to ship heroin and cocaine in and then turn cops loose on us, SWAT teaming our houses, you know, for small amounts of it and put people in prison. It's wrong, all the predatory things they're doing. I mean, it's just, in reality, the bad guys never get punished. They just go on and on, and now they're fully debasing the currency and transferring trillions in the bailout directly to their own coffers. I mean, it's just everything's off the chart. I mean, I wonder what's coming next.
But one thing that's definitely not coming next is our own personal bailouts. I want a bailout, too. I'm being a little sarcastic there, but let's face it. You know, we're lied to on a daily basis. We've been lied to since the Kennedy assassination. And you made the point about a half an hour, 40 minutes ago, that this all began with the Kennedy assassination. And you're right, it did. When they got away with that, it opened the door for Bobby and Martin and all the rest. And the fact that they were able to do it basically endorses their ability to pull it off any time that they want to. And 9/11 is just another instance of it.
And that's what's happened with Bush, which will be passed on to Obama. McCain doesn't matter. They're just puppets. I mean, they put out memos saying they could torture children in front of their parents. And the military was given that. The cops have heard about that. Now they taser you if you don't give a blood sample or a urine sample at the hospital. I mean, now all this evil isn't even kept in the dungeons anymore. It's paraded as if it's good. Evil is now being advertised as good.
Well, you're right.
God help us. Where do you, in your 45 years of studying this, where do you see it going? Because, like I said 5 minutes ago, it appears that they are in a nihilistic death orgy and are just going to go over the edge. It's going to be right out in the open.
Well, I don't see an end to it. When I began my work on the Kennedy case, I used to believe it was possible to find the answers and that somebody somewhere really did want to know. When I was able to release the films of the assassination on national television for the first time on a TV show called Good Night America, it was a different world then. We had different problems. We had whatever. I can't even go into the differences between then and now. But we were able to find enough people in Congress that were honest enough to want to find the truth, and we got the House Assassinations Committee voted in. That couldn't happen today. That's what's so scary about it. It would take something like that in order to find the truth with what's left of the truth now.
Well, Robert, I had congressmen on 2 weeks ago. They were told, you pass the bailout or we're going to declare martial law. And then the Army Times reported they're going to deploy Army brigades to the U.S. to, quote, deal with insurrection. I mean, they have designed all of this. And then they create the crisis, and then they pose as the solution. It's the cold-bloodedness. They are cold-blooded, organized, and they know what they're going to do, and they're not going to stop.
Well, if they can steal two elections in front of the watchful eye of the American public, they can do anything.
Well, I hope all the government people watching your families go bankrupt and, you know, your neighbors go bankrupt. I just hope you're proud of yourselves. You destroyed a really great country. Thanks a lot. So you could run off and have just unlimited amounts of money in your Swiss bank accounts and laugh at us and say we're schmucks because we're not tough like you and don't have the will to do what you do. No, we're not cancer like you. We just want to live and be decent people. You know, I more and more just speak directly to those on the dark side. They are going to kill the host, Robert. They are going to kill the host.
Well, being part of the host, you and I have to be aware of it. But once again, it's outside of talking about it and trying to make other people aware of it. I'm not sure there's very much more that we can do. They've gone over a line a long time ago where they control literally all the power, and they don't mind killing individuals.
They like it.
Ruby Ridge, the works. I mean, we didn't even mention the David Koresh thing. You know, how many people were murdered there? Did anybody have to answer for that?
No.
See? That's the whole thing.
And that was a precedent-setting event.
But the fact that they got away with it and were able, through whatever propaganda they were able to raise, to make it look as if they did the right thing, no one's going to speak out. Not that they really could.
Well, the good news is people are waking up in mass, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, folks. I mean, the country has gangrene, basically. And the gangrene's rotting the flesh, running all over the body, and, you know, it thinks it's having a great time. And it's gangrene. It's like the scorpion, you know, on the toad.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone? Ozone therapy. Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 23rd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 706.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $728.69, $364.34 for half ounce, and $182.17 for quarter ounce. That's $728.69, $364.34, and $182.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Robert, before time gets away from us, fire out some of the great films and books and materials you put out and some of the websites so folks can get those.
Well, the website, which is jfkmurder.com, right now there's nothing new available on it yet. My DVD is available on it. Actually, both DVDs are. And
by the way, these are incredibly well done, and you say nothing new. Most of what you know is new to the general public. They need to go there and get them.
Well, I thank you for that. That's true. But when the new book comes out, that'll be all brand new material, and that's called JFK Absolute Proof. When it's available, it'll be announced on the website. It is not available yet. It's a free website. Anyone can go there anytime they want to. There's no charge for it. But it's jfkmurder.com. And there's just a small handful of the older books available. High Treason is still available. JFK, The Case for Conspiracy is not. Let's see. Well, if you go to the website, you'll see what is available now.
Sure, sure. Let me shift gears back into a wider view and then briefly go over what, as best you can tell, actually happened that day. What is the establishment going to do, though, when it comes out the Gulf of Tonkin was staged in 64, the USS Liberty was staged, that's now even been in the Chicago Tribune, the intercepts have been declassified. What is the establishment going to do as it does come out? They planned Operation Northwoods, a 9/11 style attack. All these other terror attacks they staged. It comes out on Keith Oberman that Dick Cheney wanted to have Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians and fake Iranian boats to attack our ships. I mean, all this is coming out, and so there's this crisis. The public is finally waking up, but the system is bringing in the Homeland Security operation, which the smokescreen was it was for terrorism. And now, but really the establishment knew folks were waking up. It was to suppress the population. Now the public gets it. And we have this stalemate with thug enforcers who are on power trips and a freaked out public who now, I think, is realizing we have hardcore murdering terrorists running things.
I don't know that there's anything that we really can do. I mean, you've got to ask yourself, what would happen if tomorrow morning somebody, some government official from whatever one of the alphabet soup of agencies got on Good Morning America or the Today Show and said, yeah, all right, you guys win. We killed the president. What y'all going to do about it? What can we do? That's the problem.
But when there's no rule of law, corruption just spreads until the society collapses, and so the enemy will defeat themselves through their own corruption.
Well, that's true. I mean, sooner or later, as you said, the parasites will destroy the hosts, and then there'll be nothing left, and they'll have to live off of each other. But by that time, we'll all be gone. So,
well, I'm glad you reminded me, because I didn't have time to finish the analogy. You know, the old story of the frog or the toad, and the scorpion says, carry me across the river. And he says, but you're a scorpion, you'll sting me. And he goes, no, I promise, I won't, just help me. And so, being a nice frog, a nice toad, it jumps in the water and swims across. And right as they get to the other side, scorpion stings him, and he's there dying in the water. And he says, why did you do that to me? I helped you. And he said, I'm a scorpion. And somehow they've trained the public just to love scorpions. Oh, the citizen has a gun. I'm scared. But if a man in a black uniform and a black mask has it, I feel safe. I mean, it's just idiocy.
Well, sad, but true.
Okay, well, earlier I was really letting you run, and now I'm jumping in because it's so thought-provoking. Continue with whatever you think is most important, such a wide range of knowledge.
Well, again, one of the problems that we've got now is that it's a situation of The Empire Strikes Back. When we had the miniseries, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, we were getting a lot of good information out. The people were able to see it. But now some agencies have started to use programs called Unsolved History, and they've produced a series of grossly dishonest programs to try to convince people that Oswald acted alone. And what's scary is the fact that nobody seems to see through this. You know, they show documentaries with Oswald running down four flights of stairs to the second floor. In what he said was 90 seconds. Well, Oswald didn't have 90 seconds had he been up there. He only had 72 seconds, number one. Plus the fact that there's a photograph taken of someone in the sixth floor window 30 seconds after the shooting, which reduces the time to get downstairs to 42 seconds. Well, they know that, but they still give him 90 seconds to get down, and they have him running down an enclosed stairway totally unobstructed.
Well, let's talk about these hit pieces, these disinfo pieces. It's like the 9-11 ones. BBC's turned out three of them. The U.S. has done it as well here in the U.S., and they'll just say, hey, North Tower fell into Building 7, knocked a third of it down. Then we have present video that none of it was knocked in. They just say, we don't care. We say so. Shut up. We'll be right back with Robert Groden. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9-11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9-11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight.
And the bad guys are into giving you cancer through injections. Bad guys are real into being bad. They like the dark side. They like death. They like power.
Everybody.
They like fear. They like dropping napalm on little children running. They laugh while they burn. And you cynically, some of you that have sold out to the system, who are on the edges of it,
dog.
You think we're safe as the American people and we allow those types of evils to be committed? You think when we send millions of men to these wars that the establishment doesn't cherry pick the psychopaths, the opportunists, and doesn't put them into our society? You think you're immune from all that evil that you've supported? Yeah, so what if 3 million Iraqis are dead in the last 18 years? 1.5 million the last 5.5. Yeah, they're just brown, let them die. But what you don't understand is that's coming home to roost on all of us. And God help us. I know who we're fighting. I know how evil they are. I know how real this is. And so does Robert Groden. Your calls are coming up. Robert, continue with these hit pieces. These incredibly dishonest TV pieces they put out, which always, right after they come out, are totally disproven, but it's designed for the mass of people that they're into deceiving. And I've had hit pieces done on me, and you meet these people, and they'll lie and say, oh, it's not a hit piece. And several times after, when they're done getting their car to leave, they go, ha, you're a kook. We're going to expose you. And they, or they say, or one time they gave me a, they said, go out to eat with us. And at the end of it, they gave me a fortune cookie. They said, we brought you a special fortune cookie. And when they said, break it open. We just brought it just for you. And it says, you're dead. We're going to kill you. And they all laughed at me and all just stared at me. And they said, you know, don't you? And I was just like, whatever. You know, the point is, these are sick people, cowards, who decide to join the dark side. They love it that the dark side keeps winning. They love it that they can abuse innocence and twist and lie. They enjoy that the public's dumbed down, that they can deceive them. Robert Groden, speak to that.
Well, the point of the matter is that people tend to believe it if they see it on television. I had a relative who never believed what I said about the Kennedy assassination until he saw me say it on national television. Then he believed it. It's a sad thing. We're basically indoctrinated to believe what we see on the evening news. No matter what it is, no matter how unbelievable it is, we never question it because we have no other source of information. That's the problem. You are a source of alternative information, and you let people know that there is another side to this, and that's very, very important. But people, for the most part, when they see something on the Discovery Channel or the History Channel, they'll just arbitrarily believe it, no matter what. And they don't have the information to question or challenge. That's what the problem has been. These shows that were produced, there have been, I think, three of them so far on Unsolved History, and they just finished a fourth in Dealey Plaza, about 1.5 months ago. They were doing something on the president's limousine. And every time they did it wrong. They had Mrs. Kennedy with her arms around the president, which never happened. And I went up to the directors and producers, everyone who was there, and I showed them the actual photographs that they were doing it wrong. I said, oh, we don't care. And they didn't. That's the whole point. They had somebody there who knew the truth. They didn't want to present the truth. And that'll be out on TV in a couple of days. And everyone will say, oh, well, look at that. You know, these are the same people who took a copy of the so-called Oswald rifle, tied it down with gaffer's tape after aligning the scope perfectly, having a professional trained shooter fire a gun at a stationary target, and even doing that, rigging everything, they still couldn't duplicate what Oswald is supposed to have done, yet they told us that they did.
All these years dealing with these people, a lot of them are just sellouts of the system. No doubt some are operatives. I mean, do you ever have, so I've had conversations with them where they just kind of just smile at you and say, you're going to lose. You know, where they just let you know, yeah, I'm with the bad guys and I like it.
Well, yeah, that kind of happens. It happens sometimes. It's a bit more subtle than that. I was offered the job of director at the Sixth Floor Museum some years back, but they made it very clear to me that I would have to sell out and not be able to talk about the conspiracy. And I said, thanks, but no thanks. I turned the job down. It paid $180,000 a year. Good money. But I wouldn't sell out. They were just blatant enough to tell me that that's what it would take. And I refused to do it.
You know, I have a friend who told me the analogy of when somebody's talking about selling out, you say to them, well, what would you take to give me your eyes? We'll go to a clinic, sell me your eyes, they'll remove them. Will you take $100,000? No. Will you take $1 million? No. Will you take $10 million? No. Why? Because my eyes, I see, it's my window to the world. And, you know, the eyes are the window to the soul. Well, then what would you give for your soul then? And people don't understand, when you sell out for a uniform, for status, for 35 grand a year, for $1 million a year, whatever it is, you lose who you are as a human. And that's what's so sad about people that are purely materialistic. Of course, they're all so unhappy. They don't. I just can't believe it. I can't imagine selling out, Robert, because what I say and what I do is who I am. I can't cut my arms and legs off and sell them. I can't gouge my eyes out and sell them. I can't, you know, turn my... I mean, I don't understand how people are just so easy to be bought out.
Well, they found somebody. They'll always find somebody, and that's the sad thing. It's just the people just need to keep their eyes open. I think that you and I have a mutual friend who has said through the years, always question authority. It's Jim Mars.
Yeah.
And it's true. If you question it, if you use your eyes, use your brain, think for yourself, it's more difficult to confuse you. You know, look at the logic of things. Try to learn all the sides and use your own mind. If somebody out there wants to believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, in spite of all the evidence, you know, how are you going to convince them otherwise? You know, it's just like religion to some degree. If you believe, you don't need proof. If you don't believe, no amount of proof is going to convince you. It's the same sort of thing here, too. The Kennedy assassination has become somewhat of a sporting event in the minds of a lot of people. People will come to Dealey Plaza, they'll be, in many cases, drunk or really snotty about things, and they'll try to impress their friends, and they'll be know-it-alls and say, well, this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and they'll be totally dead wrong. And you try to convince them, say, hey, look, you know, the doctor said that this wasn't true, the witnesses said this wasn't true, the acoustics evidence shows this isn't true, and they just won't listen. They'll just, you know, their mind's made up. They don't want to be confused with facts. And those are the people that you have to feel so sorry for, because they're the ones who are going to lie to their selves, their children, their friends, and there's nothing you can really do about it.
They have bought into the lie. They've committed to it, and they can't admit they're wrong, but not just because they don't want to admit they're wrong. They're scared deep down, and they know that if it's true that the media lied and the government lied and the government killed Kennedy, they then know that a lot of other things are lies. And so they bought into so many other lies.
Oh, true, true.
All right, well, I want to take some calls, but just in a quick summation, as best you can tell, especially with all this new E. Howard Hunt information, I mean, why do you think Hunt did that tape and now the videotape we just released last night, you know, basically admitting pretty accurate stuff, according to you and the other experts, that sure enough, he was involved in setting it up to kill him in Chicago and Miami, but they decided on Dallas and that it was LBJ, or at least as his chain of command went up to. Why do you think Hunt did that?
Well, you know, there is something in his history that's pretty much forgotten, and I'll bring it up because it does relate extremely closely to your question.
Well, when they blew his wife up?
Well, yeah, when Dorothy Hunt was killed, and along with all the other people on the airplane, yeah, that was another unforgivable thing. But you know, where do you stop? It goes on forever. Now, the thing that I'm thinking about is the fact that Hunt years ago filed a lawsuit because for pain and suffering, because the issue was stated that he was part of the conspiracy, and he thought that his kids might believe it, and therefore you know, it was hurtful to him and to them. So he used that as the excuse to file a lawsuit.
And then he lost it.
Well, he lost the suit, but the issue that everybody seemed to forget and didn't pay attention to at the time is that he had testified before the Rockefeller Commission that he was not in Dallas, and he used his own kids as testimony that he was elsewhere at the time. So if they were testifying that he was somewhere else, then they knew he wasn't there.
He said he made Chinese food for him, and of course the kids said he never made him dinner or something.
Right, but at the time, if in fact his excuse before the Rockefeller Commission was truthful, then they would know he wasn't there. How could that be painful to them? How could they possibly believe it if they knew otherwise? And that's what I think he was trying to straighten out. I think he was trying to basically make restitution for using them.
Yeah, well, St. John says he's proud of it, too.
He, that, that the son is proud of the father?
No, no. St. John was saying his father was proud of being involved in that.
Well, you know, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with somebody like that? You know, Hunt, Sturgis, the whole bunch of them, the whole Watergate crew. The same people were used by Nixon and Watergate as were used by Johnson and the
Canadian. And his wife was going around with a bag full of the checks from Nixon's and a bunch of cash. She'd been going around as the bag lady, just trying to get money for the guys. So they could defend themselves. They were all taking the rap, going to prison. And Nixon and them didn't even want to give them the money. They just said, you know what? We'll just blow your wife up. They even directed the plane into another airport so they could cover it up. Roger, Niner, come on over here to this landing field. They blow it up as it's coming in. And then the FBI swoops in on the scene, covers it all up instantly. And, that's a message. We'll kill your whole family. That's what the evil people that work for the government need to understand. You are totally expendable. That's what I don't even get. I study these people. They don't even tend to take care of their killers. They tend to kill them.
There's got to be a lesson there somewhere.
I guess
the lesson is don't kill for the government.
I mean, you know, there's Dorothy Hunt flying around getting the money for the plumbers, and I guess Nixon and them said and reportedly, according to St. John, they had just threatened them again with the checks, and you know, give us more money.
You know, there was a movie that was released last year, fabulous, fabulous movie. It's called Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg.
Excellent.
And Kate Mara. There's a line in it read by Levon Helm, who was from the drummer from the band. But he's an actor in it, and he says those boys in the book depository, they were all dead before sundown. They're buried out in the desert. And somebody asks him, he says, "Well, how do you know that's true?" He says, "I still got the shuffle."
they were buried out at El Apango by sunset. Well, how do you know? Still got the shovel.
That's it.
Just when you think you got it figured, Gunny, look again.
You know that movie very well, don't you?
I saw it in the theater, and then I saw it on the treadmill.
That's great.
Oh, God. In fact, I meant to play clips of it on the show. I never got around to it. That's the thing. People don't understand. They think evil's cool and sexy and neat and fun. The truth is it stinks to high heaven, and as soon as you get into it, folks, it just implodes on you, and there's no end to it. Oh, man.
Well, evil is simply evil.
Give out your website one more time.
The website is jfkmurder.com.
jfkmurder.com.
It's a free website. There's no charge to go there.
But the DVDs, folks, you want the straight skinny, get them there. Let's take a few calls. Lindsay in Idaho, you're on the air with Robert Gruden.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good.
I have a one specific question for Mr. Gruden. I've watched and read a lot about the Kennedy assassination. Not much is ever mentioned about the three tramps. Mr. Gruden, what can you tell me that you know about them?
Well, there were three tramps that were on a freight train that was parked at the western end of the parking lot on top of the grassy knoll. And right after the assassination, that train started to take off. Lee Bowers, a fellow working in the railroad tower, a dispatcher in the railroad tower, saw it pulling out, realized he had not given permission for it to leave. He stopped the train, called the police, had it searched, and a quarter mile south of Dealey Plaza, where it was stopped, these three guys were arrested. They were taken off and marched over the triple overpass, then through the parking lot, back in front of the Texas School Book Depository, and diagonally across into the police station. Now, these three guys remained a mystery until the Shaw trial, and in 1967, I think it was 67, Jim Garrison appeared on The Tonight Show and showed them publicly for the first time. And, of course, Johnny Carson didn't want them shown and kept dragging them out of his hands and what have you. But that was the first time the public became aware of the tramps.
And, of course, it just so happened they were spitting images for Frank Sturgis and E. Howard Hunt.
Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, those three guys have been positively identified four separate times as four different sets of people. Once again, just confusing the heck out of the public. And the problem is that, I guess about 10, 12, 13 years ago, the arrest records finally appeared. Up until that point, there were no records of the arrest at all.
That's my question. Who are they?
Well, we have the paperwork for the arrest of three guys, a guy named Gedney and two others, who were apparently legitimate tramps. But this is where it's interesting. The actual arrest photographs, the mug shots, the fingerprints, all of those are gone. They've all disappeared.
My, what a surprise.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we don't really know who these people are. One of them appears to be Frank Sturgis, but he also appears to be Charles Harrelson, a man who had formally admitted to shooting President Kennedy.
He just died in prison, Woody Harrelson's dad, and he was in prison for shooting a federal judge in Texas at 400 yards in the neck with a .243. So he was an old hand assassin. But I mean, I've looked at those photos, and I've got a really good eye, and I've blown them up on a computer. And and of course, St. John says it's his father, and he would know him. You can also see him trying to puff his face up.
It is an uncanny resemblance.
Well, I mean, it looks like Frank Sturgis to me, and it looks like E. Howard Hunt.
Yes.
Well, I agree. It does look like him. We don't know for sure, sadly.
Did you know St. John said his dad did go in and came back a few weeks later with his ears smaller? He had parts of his ears cut off, according to him.
That's very interesting.
So then, in other words, nobody still really knows much about these three tramps?
Well, we know they were arrested. We know they were held until just after Lee Oswald was murdered, and then they were released.
Were they fingerprinted?
I'm sorry?
Were they fingerprinted?
They must have been. If they were arrested, they were fingerprinted. Those fingerprints have never surfaced. That's why I question the official version.
Yeah, they got to dummy those up before they do that.
Yeah.
Anything else, caller?
No, that'll do it. Just
thank you. You bet. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this quick break with our amazing guest, Robert Groden.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely.
safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Admitted with the creators of the show, all about throwing it in our face. And a caller earlier mentioned that back during the X-Files, you know, they have an episode about who killed Kennedy, and they go, okay, Mr. Hunt, you can go ahead and go into the smoking man's office. They love flaunting it in our face. Let's continue with the phone calls. Let's talk to Mark in Georgia. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air with Robert Groden.
God blessings. As you know, you're ever in our prayers. I want to say one thing very briefly. You remember in the movie The Outlaw Josie Wales, where after the gunfight, they discussed, why did you pick this target first, that target? And then the Indian companion to Josie asked, well, what about this other guy over here? And so I wasn't even worried about him. I'm like, why not? Because I knew you were with me. I know that you're too busy to deal with these guys who ninny and nitpick you at you on MySpace. I want you to know that when he says, I was there with you and I wasn't worried about him, when somebody attacks you about some ridiculous nuance, I'm there to cover your six, okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay, and I mentioned a while back, and I want to be specific this time. It was Dr. Paul Martin who gave a presentation about the manipulation tactics that cults use to, basically, cults, generally speaking, have to have the witting compliance of their adherents. People are led to believe that the group knows what's best for you, and we're doing, although we're doing things that are painful to you, we're doing it for your own good. And one of those things that they do is called a manipulation, the manipulation tactic is called a loaded term. It's a term with a strong emotional charge, like with the former International Church of Christ, which, thank God, came to its senses. If you told one of their adherents, you're divisive, it would lead them to believe that there was something wrong with them for questioning the practices and the beliefs of the system rather than that there's something wrong with the system. And in the same way, the term conspiracy theorist, I take it we're on the same page.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a huge loaded term. It means automatically this person's a kook. They're insane.
Exactly.
It's, you know, it's saying these are nuts. You want to comment on that to Robert Groden?
Well, you know, the power of the word is extremely strong, and different ways of words can be used. For instance, in Dealey Plaza, people say, well, was the president shot in the front? Well, he wasn't shot in the front. He was shot from the front. It hit him in the right side of his head, but it was from the front. The way words are used are not always just lackadaisical. There's a reason for it. And
I mean, that's just 101 for anybody. And people get horrified by hunting, but you still eat meat at the store. I mean, I've shot deer and wild hogs in the head, and you shoot them with a 308, it goes in small. Sometimes you can't even find the hole, and it blows the whole other side of the head off. You shoot him in one side of the head from the side, the other side of the head blows off. You shoot him in the front of the head, the whole back of the head blows off. And it's the same thing with humans. I mean, for anybody that's ever shot something in the a mammal in the head, you know what ballistics do. It's such an insult to people.
Well, you know, that's the way they get away with it, though. You know, you had Dan Rather get on CBS TV Sunday, 2 days after the assassination, and tell us that when the president was struck in the head after seeing the Zapruder film, he was thrown violently forward. Well, that's certainly not true. No matter where the shot came from, he was shot and thrown to the rear.
All right, stay there. Stay there. We're going to come right back in 1 minute. Our guest is staying another 20 minutes with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports from tainted scenes to martial law can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On that, and Oliver Stone with us for another 20 minutes, and I want to get to Greg and Ray and Nelson and others that are patiently holding, but I want to get a few questions out of the way that I haven't got to yet. First off, you got cut off by the break. Sorry, with satellites and syndication, we can't push breaks back, so I apologize, Mr. Groden. Robert Groden, you were trying to make a point. We're talking about Dan Rather. Shane Kennedy was thrown forward from being shot in the back of the head, and, you know, just total bull on the Subverter film. When it finally came out, you know, he's lunging backwards. I mean, you know, he's being smacked and then being pushed back and the whole back of his head blowing out. So go ahead.
Well, see, that's the whole point. You know, back in those days, we believed everything they told us. Nobody would dare ever question Dan Rather or Walter Cronkite or anybody like that. And that's the problem. It wasn't true, but they knew we'd never get to see the Zapruder film. They knew in their heart of hearts that they wouldn't get caught.
And that's why somebody like a Cronkite or a Rather are put in those positions, because they've already lied over and over again. They've already shown that they'll do whatever they're told. But, I mean, I wonder what Rather was thinking going out there and lying and knowing they'd killed Kennedy.
Well, you know, he built his career on that. He became a national figure because of that. Before that, he was just local here in Dallas. It was nothing. But he became their trusted guy.
Establishment said, "Oh, he'll play football, play ball."
Yeah, and he did. And when I released the Zapruder film back in 1975, he very soon thereafter made the statement in his book, "The Camera Never Blinks," that he had simply made an honest mistake. Well, he made a mistake, but there was nothing honest about it. Now, that's in answer to your last caller's question. You know, semantics is extremely important, and you can't say he was thrown to the left or to the right or the front or the rear as that kind of a mistake. He was thrown to the rear. Period. There's no question about that.
It's explosive. It just slams him back. I mean, it's
exactly. But by that time, I'm sure that Rather was told that the public would never have a chance to see the Zapruder film.
But what about all the witnesses? Exactly. He knew they'd never see it, so he went ahead and said it. They didn't know that you had secured it out. How did you sneak that out?
Well, it wasn't so much a matter of being able to sneak it out per se, although I guess it kind of was. Here's the situation. I had gotten my hands on the film in 1969, and I only told specific researchers in the Kennedy case, a small number of researchers, about what I had and showed them what I had. It was just a small group of people. In 1970, 70.
You don't want to talk about how you got your hands on it?
Well, I worked for a company in New York. We did work for Life magazine. We blew it up from 8mm to 35mm for Life magazine. They wanted to see what kind of resolution they could get out of it. This is something that had never, ever been done before. No one had ever blown up 8mm to 35 like this. So I made an extra copy.
Yeah.
And
Thank God.
And that, well, I say that too because of, you know, I thought that sooner or later they would they would release it, but they never did.
But it probably would have been doctored, though.
Well, the thing is that to this very day, I'm convinced that the film never would have been released if I hadn't been the one to release it. And you know, it was a gamble.
How'd you get the photos with his head blown off?
Well, I worked for the government for 3 years, and I worked as a photo analyst, and part of the things I worked on were those photographs, and that's about as much as I'm kind of willing to say.
Man, just amazing that you've been able to ferret all this out. I mean, folks, the whole back of his head blows out. And I'll assure you, go out to East Texas, go shoot a wild hog in the whatever side you shoot, a tiny hole. The other side, if it's a high-powered rifle, looks just like Kennedy's head. Okay? It's real simple. We'll be right back with our guest.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to go to Greg, Ray, Nelson, Ronnie, and others for Robert Groden. But I wanted to bring Aaron Dykes in. He's been working with me for now 2 years off and on. 2 years since we've been working on a JFK film quietly in the background while we were making other films. And he had a few quick questions for you here on air, Mr. Groden. So go ahead and ask your questions, Aaron Dykes.
Yeah, my question was basically in terms of the top suspects that Howard Hunt names, William Harvey and other CIA figures. How well does that fit in with the fact that they were doing coups in all these third world countries, that their jobs were to overthrow leaders?
Yeah, that's who the government would go to.
The program was even called Executive Action, I believe, or at least that was one of the programs, the ZR Rifle Program. What can you say about that in terms of how it fits into the assassination?
Oh, absolutely. These were the people with the motive, opportunity, and means to do it. They had the practice, they had the experience, and they had the money. There's no question in my mind that these were among the guilty parties. They may not have been alone. They may have had support in other areas from perhaps specific politicians or mobsters or what have you. But, yeah, it would have been impossible. For instance, let me say, the government stated in 1979 that it was the mob that was responsible for the assassination. Well, they might very well have been to some degree, but can you imagine some mobsters in Chicago or Miami or New Orleans having the power to control the investigations through the years to get Oswald killed?
And the media and the FBI, look, it's and the public has been ignorant on this. Now they kind of understand it. The CIA, when it was OSS and every other intelligence agency, British intelligence going back 300 years, they always use local crime rings in any area. They're smuggling or getting out data or information. They always use the local criminal networks because they know the lay of the land. And it gives plausible deniability.
Well, with all of that and everything that you just said is absolutely true, but the other thing, though, is by bringing them in, they prevent themselves from being victims of blackmail later on. Because by being able to link the mob organizations with them, then they would be, basically, it's an insurance policy.
It's a corruption. Yeah, I mean, that's what corruption's all about. It's not just getting money and stealing. It's about corrupting. It's about getting others in on the corruption.
Yeah. So I agree. Yes, absolutely. I have absolutely no problem believing that the people that you mentioned were involved in this.
Well, we just it's just amazing. Aaron, you had some other questions?
No, just on that general idea. It's just they were even in their specific roles. Hunt says William Harvey was overseeing it as kind of the supervisor. He was the supervisor of the executive action program, and Hunt was kind of the sub-manager of that, more on the ground. It's just the players he says were involved were specifically in their same roles they did in other countries.
Now I'm going to play that world-exclusive video coming up at the bottom of the hour right when our guest leaves us. He's pretty amenable. I'll probably twist his arm to the bottom of the hour another 18 minutes or so. Stay here, Aaron, because I know you may have more questions. I've got a few questions here before we take these final calls for Robert Groden, probably the premier, you know, credible researcher on JFK. Robert, George H.W. Bush, we know he'd been involved in CIA. We know he was involved with some Bay of Pigs operations and using some oil platforms as fronts. You know, Skull and Bones was what CIA was founded out of. And then, you know, he just wasn't made director in the 70s, you know, out of falling off a turnip truck. And then there's that famous photo, which is a spitting image of him, even the same mannerisms. But do you think there's any credibility to that?
You mean that he was actually in Dealey Plaza?
Yes, or involved in any way.
Well, we know that he was in Texas that day, most probably, almost to a certainty, in Dallas. But we also know that he was flown to Washington, D.C. the next day, which got him out of here. I am not in any way, shape, manner, or form a fan of either one of the Bushes. We know that Bush, when he was being picked as the director of the CIA, he lied to Congress and said he had never worked for the CIA, when in fact we know he had prior to the to his being named director.
Now we have FBI files and letters and list that evidence.
Well, again, you know, we have documents relating to the Kennedy assassination which mention George H.W. Bush of the CIA.
And they say that's another George H.W. Bush in Texas.
Just, yeah. You know. Yeah. Which is absurd.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's no end to it. There's no end to these people.
I mean, one question that's always crossed my mind in relation to what you had just mentioned is, if Bush was willing to lie to Congress, to commit perjury over working for the CIA, you have to ask yourself, why? You know, what was so important that he keeps secret about?
Yeah, why not say, hey, because that was the criticism, is that he never had any intelligence background.
Well,
you know, we're suddenly just going to be the director out of nowhere, and they were saying, "Why?" Well, and exactly, why wouldn't he say, "Oh yeah, I work for the agency"?
Well, that's the whole point. You have to ask yourself, why would he take the risk of lying about it? And that's a question that still to this day hasn't been answered. He still hasn't fessed up.
Well, that gives him a lot of cachet. I think clearly involved. I think that photo, and there's no doubt in my mind, it's him. But
could well be.
That certainly gave him a lot of cred with the boys, making his bones, just being involved. Oh, boy. They're at the School Books Depository Building. Okay, let's take some calls here. Greg in New York, you're on the air with Robert Groden.
Hey, Al. Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Great, thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to call myself an American, to know people like yourself. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm also an expert, and I've been a stockbroker in New York for over 14 years, and I've studied the Federal Reserve for a very long time, and I have heard some things about why JFK got shot, because he was going to basically sign Form 1110, which was to abolish the Federal Reserve.
Well, he made a lot of people mad. I mean, that's why they whacked him.
Well, my biggest thing, and I see, and I've been warning people for many years, not to let them force a global economy, because basically what they're looking to do is basically put everybody on the breadline.
No, that's it. They can have worldwide inflation and control things and consolidate. We have their own documents.
Not only that, but what people don't understand, and people are afraid, they're all sheep. I mean, they call us sheep, and the reason they call us sheep is because most people don't think like you and Robert. Most people don't think as individuals. They think in groups.
Well, they think that what they think is reality, and so they decide to say everything's fine and rationalize it. They're actually pretty smart. It's just they're cowards. And a coward doesn't just cower and hide. They lie to themselves.
Well, as the great William Cooper said, God rest his soul, was listen to everyone, read everything, believe no one, and research everything, and do your own research. And and that's exactly what you guys are doing. And the point of the matter is these people control, the Federal Reserve controls the food prices, they control what you pay at the pump for gas, they control your mortgage, they control the tax on your property. These people control every aspect of the dollar. And when people start to realize that and research that for themselves, everything else that you talk about on your show is so easy to see.
Now, Harriet, do you have a question for Robert Groden?
Yes. Basically, my question is do you feel that because JFK tried to abolish the Federal Reserve, that is one of the biggest reasons that he was murdered?
I think that that's one of the reasons why he may have been, yes. I think that what I've done through the years is I've had to weigh the different potential motives. And to me, the Vietnam War seems to be the greatest motive, but it doesn't eliminate that as being a very strong.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of troughs they wanted to suck out of and a bunch of other things they wanted to shut down that Kennedy was doing.
So my feeling is, yes, it may very well have had a lot to do with it. I would never eliminate that as a potential. But
okay.
When people ask me why was the president killed, I said that there's a lot of reasons why, but that as far as I can see, and from all my years of doing this, the greatest motivation with the most logic behind it is the Vietnam War. But it's not the only reason.
All right, Greg, thanks for the call. Ray, Nelson, and Ronnie, we're going to get to you when we come back, but in the last segment with our guest. But Robert Groden, I don't want to spend too long on this. I mean, I am just a huge fan of JFK. I think it's a great film. You consulted on it. I know you know Oliver Stone well. He puts out the Towers movie, which reinforces the official story. Now he puts out W, that makes W like an idiot savant who people were mean to. And, you know, he really thought there were WMDs, and the CIA made a mistake. I mean, it's all a huge whitewash from what we know. and very slick propaganda, because it's done, you know, in a way to make fun of Bush, but it really rehabilitates him. What has happened to Oliver Stone? I've been told by Hollywood insiders that it's all the drug convictions that they're basically threatening him. I mean, do you have any comment on that?
Honestly, I really kind of don't. Ollie did a great job with JFK. I was very, very proud to be a part of it. I would not have traded the opportunity. I wish, like heck, that he would do JFK 2 and tell the rest of the story, because the first movie is only not even the first half. We've learned so much more since the time period covered by the by that first movie. I love the first movie. I think it's one of the best things ever done.
I agree.
And was so proud to be part of it. But without JFK 2 to tell the rest of the story, the public will never know what the rest of the story truly is. And they know how the case got to where it is now, how the actual evidence had been released. Now, when you look at the overall picture, Jim Garrison was a hero. He did an awful lot. He put his whole life on the line to do this. But they controlled him. They controlled the investigation, and he lost. The second one, which led to the House Assassinations Committee, which admitted the conspiracy, that was much more of a success overall. And that part of the story has not been told.
I want to talk about briefly Jim Garrison, the man, when we get back with our guest. Just an incredible interview that we're having with Robert Grodin. We'll also tell you about some of his films and books and materials that are all must-haves. Aaron Deitch is also with us. Man, I don't want to let him go. I'm going to twist some arms nicely here and see if we can keep him even longer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please.
Ray Nelson, Ronnie, we're going to get to you because our guest is going to stay till about 40 after with us. It's too important. Then I'm going to play that audio from the exclusive video that was just released last night of E. Howard Hunt. Not just the audio. You'll hear the audio of the new video. That's up on Infowars.com right now. There's also a press release out. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura to host Anti-War Pro Peace Event. I need to call Paul and have him add that we'll also be giving speeches, not just a question and answer. I forgot to tell him that in the press release this morning as I gave it to him over the phone as he transcribed it. But to help us get that press release out to everybody, and if you're media interested in talking to one of these guys, you know, in the evening before the event, you can email Aaron at Infowars.com. Forgot to give you that duty. You're in the press release. I need you to watch that this weekend. I know you're also going out to Willie's place with me and Ventura Sunday morning, you and Rob. But I also need you to watch that for media because I don't want to just have a press conference and then have some ne'er-do-wells show up. And yes, ne'er-do-wells, we're aware of you, whoever the ne'er-do-wells are. And so we can do that, dealing with 9/11 truth, the war, all of it, also Farm Aid. Robert Groden, I'm going to come back in the next segment jamming three or four calls for you, but right now in the short one, where our breaks worked, most of them are in the first half hour. More about the interesting perspective of being one of the chief advisors and people on the film JFK in Dallas, filming part of it in Dallas, shooting it there at Dealey Plaza. You talk about all this harassment you go through now and over the years, you know, 80-something tickets, hundreds, 400-something harassments. Were you guys harassed there? Were there any dirty tricks there? Was Stone ever threatened?
No, he wasn't, but the thing is he has a much higher public profile than I do. The thing is that he wasn't really on his own. He had a whole backing, you know, all of the film production company and everything.
Yeah, entourage.
Well, the thing is that, you know, they were basically buying, you know, Warner Brothers was buying the time there. We had private security. We had public security. We had paid an incredible amount of money to be able to film in Dealey Plaza. And the there was actually a formal vote taken within the city council whether to allow or not allow Ollie to shoot there. And it cost a lot of money, and I guess greased the city's coffers, as it were, to get permission to do it.
But Warner Brothers, Hollywood's pretty establishment. I mean, the backstory, the inside baseball scoop on that. I mean, how did Stone get that film made? I mean, it's powerful.
Well, the thing is, no one had done anything on it ever, and he had the power to do it, and he had massive name stars. If you look at the cast of that movie, it's astonishing. Kevin Costner, Sissy Spacek, Tommy Lee Jones, Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, and on and on and on. Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, as I said.
Well, the more I study the JFK, I mean, I've always known a lot about it, but nothing like you, the more I realize, you know, the big hoo-hoo, how, or whatever, I mean, it's all really from reality. I mean, it's all from things that were seen or videotaped or filmed. I mean, that thing is super accurate.
Well, you're absolutely right. People just don't tend to understand that. I hear a lot of complaints saying that that it was all Hollywood and Oliver made up a lot of stuff. That's not true at all. There's a book out there called JFK, The Book of the Movie, and it's the entire script, and it's completely annotated. Everything that is mentioned in the movie is shown in the book, you know, where it came from, who said what the actual testimony was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a little bit of fudging the facts a little bit where it came to witnesses, for instance. If there were six or seven witnesses that all said one or two things,
you would condense it down into one person.
There you go.
I mean, that's what Hollywood has. It's like the Patriot isn't just the Swamp Fox. He's two other people from South Carolina with the Swamp Fox. So it's basically all true, or 98% of it. It's just condensed into one character for the cinematic and literary reasons. Just amazing that he was able to make that film. You know, knowing being quote an expert on George Bush, and I am, I've really studied it a lot. Seeing W, it's all completely accurate, stunningly accurate. The way they talk, the mannerisms, what they say, but it's lying by omission, different from JFK because it's what they leave out in W. It's a travesty. Have you seen W?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's a travesty.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I know it couldn't possibly ever be as good as JFK was, but as I said, I admired President Kennedy. I was a big fan. He was the first politician in my life who I ever admired, and I can't stand George Bush. I truly cannot stand him. I think he's destroyed this country, and what can you say? I mean, the record speaks for itself.
It does. Final segment, your phone calls, straight ahead with Robert Groden, the premier JFK on-the-ground researcher, the man that brought you the Zapruder film.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com, ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
All right, I got to let my guest go in like 7 minutes. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Aaron, you had one more question for or comment for Mr. Grote.
Well, I was just mentioning behind the scenes, didn't the JFK film itself have a role in, was it the Assassinations Review Board, or had to do with declassifying a lot of relevant documents? Just as a lot of researchers, especially you've led to a lot of stuff getting into the public that would have never been seen if it, you know.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. At the end of the movie JFK, it's mentioned that the records that were being held private until the year 2039. And as a result of that, there was a lot of requests of Congress to do something about it. And the Assassination Records Review Board was named to review and release what could be released, all documents relating to the JFK assassination. It's called the JFK Records Act. And they actually existed for, I think, 3 years. They interviewed me on five separate days. I was actually spent, I guess, some, gosh, 70-some-odd hours being questioned about the autopsy photographs and the photographic evidence of the Kennedy case, the films, and what have you. Because outside of the Zapruder film, it was I who released all of the other films as well, 122 different films of the assassination and the autopsy pictures. And within my last two books, which was The Killing of a President and The Search for Lee Harvey Oswald, I released 1,200 photographs, and the new book will have 800, which will bring the total up to about 2,000.
No, it's there's no doubt we can say that you are the grand poobah, the Mac Daddy, the big kahuna when it comes to getting the info out. Let's jam in some quick phone calls. Ray in Texas, go ahead.
Mr. Grodin?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Mr. Grodin, back when you said George Bush Sr. was director of the CIA, the CIA needed money to build, they're called DUM, Deep Underground Military Bases. And what they did is they couldn't funnel the money, they couldn't funnel money through Congress because that would be like going through the people. So what they did is they approached George Bush Sr. because he had the first offshore drilling rigs. He owns Zapata Oil here in Texas. And they started the whole cocaine running. They would bring the drugs onto the oil rigs and then into America. Didn't have to go through customs.
Well, sir, let me just stop you. The Russell Trust set up Skull and Bones as an opium monopoly, and the British East India Company and these same families have been bringing the drugs in here forever. And they were bringing, they were engaged in narcotics traffic in World War II. So to say that, that George, but just go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, my point is the connection with JFK. Now, when they did this, hold on a second. What it comes down to is, okay, they built the deep underground military bases, and they funneled money through Congress. Kennedy found out about this. He found out about the drug situation, and he found out about this alien situation. He gave them 2 weeks to tell the American people about the alien situation and to get rid of the drugs. 3 days later, he was dead.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call, Ray. I'm just not gonna go there, but thank you. Let's talk to Nelson in L.A. You're on the air with our guest, Robert Gordon.
How are you doing?
Fine.
My question was, I've got the documentary of the James Files confession. I wanted to know if that was is there any validation with that?
The James Files situation is an open question. I tend to believe at least the majority of it, simply because here's a guy who's telling a story that can be checked out, or a great deal of it can be checked out. And the government refuses to find out if it's true or not. They won't investigate it. And I think the reason why they're not is because they're afraid that they'd find out that it is true. I tend not to to immediately dismiss anything along that line. And here's a guy who's telling a story that most of it can be proven. The only part that can't be proven is his personal stuff. And, you know, maybe it is true. Give him a couple of lie detector tests.
All right.
But he's telling the
truth.
Thank
you, Nelson. We got to move faster to get to everybody. What about Madeline Duncan Brown?
I knew Madeline for years. She and I had known each other, not the same way that Lyndon knew her, but I tended to believe her story.
Do you think they killed their son with that fast-acting cancer?
Well, it's possible. I only spoke to Stephen once, Lyndon's son.
She was admittedly his mistress. I mean, that's on record.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is that will we ever know all of that story? I don't know. But, you know, Madeline swore under oath before Congress that Lyndon told her about the assassination before it happened, and I tend to believe it.
Okay, Ronnie in L.A. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, what's up, Alex? First off, I want to thank you guys for your work. I just had a quick comment on how controlled the media is and you know, how all this ties in together and how scripted, you know, everything is. Because there's no question JFK assassination was an inside job, 9/11 was an inside job, no doubt. All evidence points that way. But it's funny how, speaking of the W movie, how you said on your quick review on Monday or Sunday, you said that how they built up Colin Powell as if he was this, like, genius or hero. And then on Monday, you turn on the TV and, you know, he has this, all the media outlets, they're just, they have him, you know, with this well-prepared speech on how he endorses Obama. And,
yeah, you
and,
got
you know,
Schwarzenegger endorsing Obama. You've got Powell doing it. I mean, all the front men, it tells you who they want. I'm not saying go for McCain either. The point is they're going to sucker everybody big time. Thanks for the call here. Let's take one last call. Rick in Texas, go ahead. Yeah, Rick, you want to go on air?
Yeah, thanks. I didn't know you. Hey, in your book, there's a picture of the limousine speeding away from the school book depository. Then you blow it up and look at the people on the street, and there's Oswald on the street dressed in his clothes he was arrested in. Can you speak to that? Can you talk about maybe if there's enough time for him to get off the street and into that lunchroom?
If you're talking about the man in the doorway, of the depository, it's not Lee Oswald, it's Billy Lovelady. Billy Lovelady looked very much like Lee Oswald from the front. From the side, he looked nothing like him. And I presented pictures from both the side, the front and the side. At the time that picture was taken, the actual moment that was taken, Lee was on the second floor talking to a woman named Geraldine Reed. Mrs. Reed testified to the Warren Commission about this, and they told her to keep her mouth shut. She has just recently passed away, and there's a whole chapter in my new book relating to what she said.
All right. But why? I have a question. Why did they kill the Dallas cop that looked just like Oswald? Do you think he was some type of double or involved?
Well, J.D. Tippit, the cop you're talking about, didn't look all that much like President Kennedy, really. They were, you know, both slim build and like that. But I think the reason why they killed Officer Tippit was in order to link Oswald to something that the Dallas police would care about. They wouldn't care about the assassination of President Kennedy.
So that was meant to get them hyped up to go along with later killing him.
There you go. So that the warning shot, when Oswald was finally found, would find its mark.
So that's a false flag, again, to get the cops stirred up, manipulate them.
That's what I think. I mean, don't forget, Officer Tippit was killed with an automatic, and Oswald had a revolver. It was not the same type of
weapon.
Absolutely.
Rick, I got to let you go, and I'm sorry we heard you those calls. We have to let our guests go. I don't want to abuse his time, and I've got some news I want to cover. Robert Grodin, I really appreciate you spending all this time with us, and I can't wait to see you again when we tape with you for a couple days. Up in Dallas after the this year's anniversary. So I will see you soon, my friend, and thank you for all your tireless work. You're a real champion of liberty and truth.
Thank you, Alex. That's very kind of you. So are you, certainly.
All right. God bless you and take care. Is there any numbers you want to give out to get your books and videos, or is it just the website?
No, just the website, jfkmurder.com. It's the easiest way. There's an address there. There's an order form. And as soon as the new book is available, it'll be announced on the website.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. There he goes. All right. This is a 14-minute video. I barely have time because of the break to play it. Again, this is a world exclusive here. It's the audio of the video. It's up on Infowars.com. I know a lot of you don't have internet, so I want to play this for you now. Before I do that, I wanted to let you know about the people that make this radio show possible. And one of them is the Ecola Blue folks, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com. Big banner up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, TubaEcolaBlue.com. Atmospheric water generator for the home pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. It goes through 5 filters after that. This is water that doesn't have fluoride in it, folks. It's hard to get that fluoride out, and it does it because there's none in the atmosphere. 866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044, or EcolaBlue.com. You say you didn't get that number? 866-585-4044, EcolaBlue.com. And I also wanted to then tell you about eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operated storable foods company. What is it, 27, 28 years now? It's where I've gotten food. It's where I've bought food to give to family who can't afford it. I have stockpiled food. I believe in this because I'm not going to trust in the government if there's a depression, a recession, a war, a bioweapons release, Easter bunnies from Mars landing, whatever. That's a joke for somebody takes it out of context. I think that you should get storable food. I think these are high-quality folks and very affordable, great prices. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banner up on Infowars.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this. This is mixed in with the old audio tape from a year ago of E. Howard Hunt with the new video of E. Howard Hunt, and then some more never before heard with his son speaking with myself and Jim Mars in Dallas a few months ago when we were up there taping. So this is a 14-minute piece. PrisonPlanet.tv members, it's super clear and awesome. Everybody else, it's on YouTube, posted on Infowars.com for you right now and PrisonPlanet.com. Here it is.
The first thing that came to me was the audio tape, which he sent to me in January of 2004. He didn't call me and let me know that he was sending it, but one day I just checked my mail, to pick up my mail, and there was a package from my father. There was no explanation of what was on this tape, so I just put the tape in my cassette recorder, and in it he outlines his knowledge of the conspiracy, which was codenamed The Big Event.
I was a bench warmer on it, and I had a reputation for honesty. I think it's essential to refocus on what this information that I've been providing you, and you alone, by the way, consists of. What is important in the story is that we've backtracked the chain of command up through Kornmeyer and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ.
He was sick, and he wrote this out as you can see by the handwriting with great difficulty. It's a little hard to read some of it, but at the top here we have the initials LBJ, which of course was the vice president at the time. Below this we have Kornmeyer, who was a CIA officer. Below that we have a named David Morales, who was also a CIA. I don't know if he was official CIA, but I'm certainly heard his name before in relation to contract work that he did with the CIA. I think he was a pretty serious guy, a guy capable of doing just about anything. To the right, the next name is Bill Harvey, who was a very flamboyant CIA man, carried around a couple of pistols in his belt at all times, was a heavy drinker. And below at the bottom it says French gunman Grassy Knoll.
I mean, you've said now that David Phillips apparently met with Oswald in Mexico City before the assassination. You've said that Bill Harvey may very well have recruited a French or Corsican gunman to shoot. And you've also said that Kornmeyer had a motive in that his wife was having an affair with John F. Kennedy.
I heard from Frank that LBJ had designated Cord Meyer Jr. to undertake a larger organization while keeping it totally secret. I think that LBJ settled on Meyer as an opportunist, parent like himself, a parent, and a man who had very little left to him in life ever since JFK had taken Cord's wife as one of his mistresses. And, of course, could not number Cord Meyer among JFK's admirers. Quite the contrary.
So now you have three CIA officials who had, let's say, the means, motive, and opportunity, or, you know, or some connection to kill Kennedy.
That's true.
But Johnson had Johnson, as we all know, was a very corrupt president.
Yeah.
Very capable of doing evil deeds, don't you think?
Unquestionably.
And if he wanted something done, he may have turned to someone like Bill Harvey,
right,
who was also extremely corrupt,
right,
and a psycho, basically.
Yeah. Oh yes. I could just visualize Harvey and LBJ forming a kind of a thieves compact between them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that LBJ was an opportunist, and if it was not hesitated to get rid of obstacles in his way. I think his later career exemplified that. The vice president,
right,
had the most to gain.
Yeah.
And he was in a position where he could bring in people like Cord Meyer and others of interest and get their take on different things and then in turn issue instructions. There was nobody with the leverage that LBJ had, no competitor. He was the vice president, and if he wanted to get rid of the president, then he had ability to do so by corrupting different people in CIA, and he had to do it with the limitations of CIA, because there was no other group that honored, I could just use that term, that honored the clandestine limitations the way CIA did. They could do something, turn their back on it, and move on to something else.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, The elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Take a stand for health. Life-Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life-Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
They could do something, turn their back on it, move on to something else. You would not like a military. There was no accounting in that sense. And we know that LBJ had an unlimited ambition. And we know that he was a corrupt individual. And that the dollar sign was very important to him. As vice president, he didn't have the leverage that a president did or would. And so that was an attractive goal for LBJ. He did not want his career to come to an end as vice president. Who knows about vice presidents? It was very, very important to him that he take advantage as to the extent that he could as vice president, because just a few things had to be accomplished. He had to kill Kennedy, or have him killed, I should say, and be guilt-free himself. Mm-hmm. Then he could go on and do what he wanted to do as president of the United States. It was a very tempting and almost a logical move on his part. I keep thinking about Bill Harvey. Mm-hmm. Call Harvey and say, look, there are some things I want to have done. I mean, Harvey didn't want just an additional CIA salary. He wanted to move on. Mm-hmm. And LBJ could do that for him. If he were president,
right.
He couldn't do much for Harvey or anybody as vice president. That was why he used Harvey, the being available and corrupt. It was very easy for even the vice president to start working with Harvey or anybody else. Just say, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. And making sure that they had money that was not their own to do whatever the LBJ wanted to have done. So that when the president was assassinated, the vice president was right there and ready to move along. It doesn't speak well for our democracy at that particular time. He, in my opinion, had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as...
There's about 5-6 minutes left, and again, it goes back into the new footage, and then it cuts back into the old audio. But this is very important. It needs to be seen. We aired about 60-70% of it here today. We've got hours and hours of it, but that's the main stuff, you know, admitting they killed JFK there. That's the kind of stuff that'll get a hit team down here, but footage is there, and there's nothing new, government. There's nothing else. There it is. But we shouldn't have sat on it that long, and we're going to put it in the film a lot more. But I'm just not going to let that sit around here. It needs to get out now. I think Robert Grodin needs not be sitting on the stuff he's got. I've seen it. It's unbelievable. But his book's coming out, so c'est la vie. We had Grodin on for 2.5 hours, roughly. And I covered a lot of news, of course, in the first hour as well on a host of important issues and took a bunch of phone calls. So it was a really good radio show today on this Thursday edition, the 23rd of October, 2008. And on the AM and FM dial, we'll be back different times of the day and night on stations that air us on the Internet. One place, rebroadcast right now. We'll be back in 1 minute on the streams exclusively at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Have a great day. And thanks to my wonderful crew.